news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest in a long line of winter storms bearing down on parts of the East Coast expected to bring heavy snow and ice to a couple of states, North Carolina and Virginia. Bitter cold settling in from the northern plains to Texas. Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service.
We have about 33 million people that are actually under this extreme cold warning right now. And that doesn't even include the number of people that also have a cold weather advisory. If we actually add that into the equation, if we combine the number of people that are experiencing extreme cold warnings or cold weather advisories right now, we're actually looking at almost 95 million people.
In Bismarck, North Dakota, the mercury plunged to 39 below yesterday morning, shattering a long-standing record for the date set way back in 1910. Elon Musk, the man President Trump put in charge of his Department of Government Efficiency, says the work of the so-called Doge panel is crucial to the future of America.
The overall goal is to try to get $1 trillion out of the deficit. And if the deficit is not brought under control, America will go bankrupt. This is a very important thing for people to understand.
Musk and the president sat for an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity. Musk says not only can an individual go bankrupt, a country can, too. President Trump says that Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare not targeted for cuts beyond ferreting out fraud and abuse. More measles cases diagnosed in West Texas. A number of confirmed cases now at 58. A handful of cases diagnosed next door in New Mexico as well. Hospitalized in Rome for a fifth night, Pope Francis, pneumonia in both lungs. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far have been in the red. The Dow futures are down about 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Well, a good Wednesday morning, everybody. A number of problems already this morning. There's a big wreck on the VW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. Anybody north from the Capitol Beltway, right side of that roadway is blocked. The initial report about 10 minutes ago says it's an overturned vehicle. It's a little bit too dark for us to see it. But there's all kind of equipment there, and traffic is only getting by to the left side of the roadway. Big delay already on 295 northbound. Southbound is looking at it just a bit. We've had several accidents. Baltimore County with the wreck, Hartford Road at Fork Road. There's an active fire call in Perry Hall on Silver Spring Road, and a new accident just came in northbound Ritchie Highway between Pasadena Road and the ramp at Route 10. The lanes are blocked on the northbound side, and about 5:30, there was a wreck on 29 northbound after the ramp at Route 100 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A storm in Louisiana this morning will make its way up the coast, and we may see a few snowflakes. Snowfall around here on the light side later tonight and tomorrow. Today, cloudy, cold day, 30 this afternoon. A few light snow showers tonight, less than an inch. Some of the heavier snow, southern Maryland and along the Chesapeake Bay. Tomorrow, more clouds, a few light snow showers, and temperatures near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thinking about selling your home in 2025? If so, this is for you. Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, for those finally probably ready to sell in 2025. What advice do you have?
Sean, just like I told the couple I met with last night, the sooner you start planning, the better. Their story is a common one. They've been sitting on the sidelines for almost 2 years, and now they're finally ready to make a move.
So in 2024, seemed as though sellers moved because they needed to. Do you think you'll see more folks moving because they want to?
We're already starting to see that and expect that trend to continue throughout 2025 with the help of the new incoming administration. For those considering a move, we can provide multiple cash offers at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference, guaranteed upfront in writing.
If 2025 is the year you make the move, I strongly recommend you call or text Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along.
CISA.gov/secureourworld.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. We begin this morning in the Florida sunshine, where the Orioles are intrigued by their 35-year-old rookie pitcher, Tamayuki Sugano. He may be untried in the American League, but in Japan, he's already a legend, with the equivalent of 2 Cy Young Awards and 3 MVPs. He came all the way across the Pacific to report on Sunday. He threw on Monday, and he is undoubtedly a player to watch. Other Orioles pitchers are on a journey, too, a journey back from significant injury. Starter Kyle Bradish is one of them. He pitched through harsh elbow pain in 2023 and last season. Despite that, he put up great numbers, posting sub-300 ERAs. But that was before his rendezvous with the surgeon. His recovery is going well, but he's not expected back until after the All-Star break. Coming up at 8:35, Fire on Ice. I'm Jack Gilden, and that is Stein on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good Wednesday morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As always, thank you so very, very much for having us in this and every day. Bit of a surprise. Crystal and I walked in this morning to find out that Sean, apparently his power has gone out in his home, his heat. And so he's home, I think, running laps in order to stay warm. He should be back with us tomorrow morning. They obviously have something to deal with these kinds of temperatures. But I'm Bruce Elliott, and as always, I do appreciate your being here with us. All right, now, a lot of ground to cover between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Hey, one thing, Kash Patel, his nomination moves forward. It's out of committee, so that vote should happen within a couple of days. And then we go to the next level down as far as who Donald Trump wants to have working for him for the next 3.5-4 years. And some of those nominations may face some resistance, but probably not a whole lot of them. Secretary of Labor might, actually, from the Republicans, not from the Democrats. Secretary of Labor nominee is seen as a little bit too friendly to labor causes. So a lot of ground to cover between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick, of course, Kim Klasick live in from 9 till noon today on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do have some weather on the way, by the way, as you heard just a moment ago. Today, around 30 degrees, scattered light snow showers through tomorrow, starting some sometime this evening. Not going to amount to much. Thursday's high around 30 degrees. I was a little concerned when they say it's not going to amount to much, because that almost for sure means it's between 0 and 37 inches of snow. But they say it's not going to amount to much. We'll see how it plays out. All right, 410-WCBM-680 throughout the entire show, if you care to join in the conversation. Coming up in a couple of minutes, I don't know if you heard or not, but Michael Steele, remember Michael Steele used to be a Republican? Lieutenant Governor under Bob Ehrlich. Michael Steele has gone full lefty, and he now is upset at the Democrats. So you'll hear from Michael Steele as to why he's upset at, I guess, the party he calls his own now. He's over at MSNBC. Is he CMSNBC or is he a CNN? He said, and what, frankly, I don't watch either one. So, I mean, he's at one of the two of those outlets, and he esteemed the Democrats because apparently they're not doing enough to push back. You'll hear what he had to say in this rant this past weekend. It went viral, and I think you deserve to hear what was said by our former lieutenant governor, and, of course, didn't have a comment or two on it. Also, later on in the course of this hour, actually, circle back Psaki, Jen Psaki, she's back in the news. She actually has problems with the Democrat Party as well, as does Rahm Emanuel. So I guess now they're the party. They're going to form the circular firing squad and start shooting at each other, because that is beginning to play out. The people in the moderate left category, in other words, traditional Democrats, have the feeling that the party, their party, is now being run by people who are so far loony left that they're unmanageable. And the people on the so far way loony left have yet to open fire back, but I'm sure they will, which will be great entertainment for all of us. Kind of fun to watch to see exactly how that happens, because we're so used to having it as the GOP firing squad, where, you know, we all line up in a circle, then it's ready, shoot, aim. So that's the dynamic that we'll see playing out on that side. Also, Newt Gingrich this hour, talking about the Democrat Party. He is not particularly fond of the party and says that their ideals have been corrupted. So there seems to be a theme for this hour. It doesn't there, unintentionally, but there does seem to be a theme, and we'll get to it coming up in a couple of seconds. Right now, though, it's 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, tall, tan, rested, and ready to go, Chuck Whitaker.
Sometimes you walk in, you think, can't be this bad this early, you know, but it is.
But it is, yeah.
But it is. It's an overturned vehicle northbound BW Parkway, 295 Powder Mill Road, Prince George's County. Right side of the road is still affected. It's a single lane to the left-hand side. It's a big mess for the traffic north from the Capitol Beltway. So, of course, the options are 95 or Route 1 to get rid of some of that traffic on the parkway. But right now, it's going to be a while with this overturned vehicle. And then locally, a number of problems. We had a wreck around 5:30 on Route 29 northbound after Route 100. That was still crowding the left-hand lane. Northbound Ritchie Highway affected with an accident between Pasadena Road and the ramp at Route 10. The reports are saying the northbound lanes may be blocked there as well. We've had an active fire call in Perry Hall on Silver Spring Road. They're still working on that. And an accident near the Harford County, Baltimore County line at Harford Road and Fork Road. So again, that traffic there. There may be, you know, it's very cold, so there may be a little bit of ice on some of the roadways in and around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today, Chuck, cloudy, cold, a high around 30 degrees, a high of 30 degrees. Starting tonight, a chance of scattered showers through tomorrow. It won't amount to much. Tomorrow's high, just about 30 degrees. It is 17 in Pikesville right now. Mm-hmm. 17.
Mm-hmm.
And in Aberdeen, it's 16. Bel Air 15.
Wow.
So it's a bit. Look, there's a saving grace to this, though. And that is temperatures these cold, you're not going to get much snow. Because it's too cold for the air to hold much moisture.
Yep. Radar showing some stuff in southern Maryland. I just looked down at Waldorf and through there. It's not hitting the ground at this point.
No, that's good. You know, as long as it stays up there, we're fine.
Yeah, it's called Virga. Yeah. Virga, not hitting the ground.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
You see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go.
And I knew it one time and forgot it. I took meteorology courses and all that kind of stuff, but now I know. And I'll forget again by 7:10.
I had a 77 Virga one time.
Yes.
Chevy Virga. Oh, it was a Vega.
Yes. Yeah, I always pulled to the left.
Yes, it did. Those tie rods weren't very good.
Now, here's something we're sending because I think it's just too choice. This is ways to know whether or not Elon Musk is the father of your child.
Okay.
Number one, does he wave bye-bye with his right arm fully extended? Number two.
What's this loss, Elon?
Yeah. Did he fire half of the staff at his daycare? Hmm. Story three, does he post on X when he should be napping? Number four, has he founded more than one company before his third birthday? And number five, has he launched any of his toys into orbit? So those are the five ways, I guess, you know. If you're unclear before, now you know. Because, you know, another one's come out of the woodwork saying that, you know, your child is. Right. And the thing is, look, I think it's a lot of kids to father. That's 13. But bluntly, it's no larger than the typical American farm family 75 or 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a routine size, sure. As you'd have that many kids. We get used to the idea that we're going to reproduce just 2.1 children in each marriage. And there used to be many more than that. And I know a lot of kids who grew up in great big families. There was an entire football field. Football team, rather, living next door to us growing up. Fascinating story. Guy's name was Dwight, and Dwight Guilfoyle. Dwight actually got shot in the lower back in World War II as a tail gunner.
Hmm.
And so he was a paraplegic.
Mm-hmm.
He came home, and during the late 1940s, early 1950s, he founded this business. It was like disabled veterans. He hired only disabled vets.
Oh.
Only disabled vets. Mm-hmm. Eisenhower came to visit him at one point.
Wow.
And Dwight joked about it. He said, you know, actually, Mr. President, we could have ceilings around 5 feet tall here. Because nobody, everybody on the staff was in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But very successful. And I think he had like 14 children.
Wow.
Yeah, his wife did, obviously. But, I mean, he obviously was the father of 14 kids. So that when the youngest, when the oldest daughters, they were twins, when they were married and having children, mom was still having children.
Right.
So, I mean, it was wonderful having that many kids next door. There's always somebody around who could play with.
Sure.
So, there you have it.
You know, I was born, and my oldest sister.
Not hatched?
Yes. I was actually an uncle when I was 22 months old.
That's amazing.
Because my oldest sister had her daughter.
That's a big spread.
Yeah.
Between kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, but my father hit his last home run at 49 and three quarters years old.
Okay.
And 9 months later, here I was.
I'm not quite sure how to take that. Okay, now I understand.
No, it's all right. Yes. I mean, it was still legitimate at that point.
I was thinking, does that mean he passed away at age 49? Or?
Well, he was very glad to see me.
I would imagine so.
But it's funny when you think, and I think I've told you this before, when I got to be older, my father was actually in World War I.
No kidding. I didn't know that. No, you never told me this.
At 18 years old, he was in France in World War I. And got hit with mustard gas, and while he was at the field hospital, the truce was signed, and that was it. He was out.
Wow.
World War I, 18 years old.
You must have been a real late kid.
I was, yeah. Like I say, he was 49 and something. He was born in January 8, 1900.
Wow.
And I showed up in 1949.
Yeah. Holy smokes, that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
That's what
my mother said.
Yeah, exactly. We'll check back with you in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WGB. Obviously, Chuck, as you're well aware, Sean is not here this morning. Apparently, his heat went out at his home.
That's not good.
No, so I think that he's doing a heat dance. at home in order to stay warm.
Especially when it feels like temperature is 9.
Yeah. And, of course, his poor wife, Robin, I mean, she just had his knee surgery.
Right.
So she can't only she can only dance on one leg.
Oh, that's nice. Like a stork.
Yes. You're going to rename her Lean.
Yes. Well, she's a stork, but her name is Robin. But that's okay. I got her.
We'll check back in a couple. 620 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now, it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Big crook, Bruce.
Blimey, it's hot in here, Bruce.
It's hot enough to boil a monkey's bum.
That's a strange expression, Bruce.
Well, Bruce, I heard the Prime Minister use it. It's hot enough to boil a monkey's bum in here, Your Majesty, he said, and she smiled quietly to herself.
Hello, Bruce. How are you, Bruce? Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a chap from Pommyland. Michael Baldwin, this is Bruce. Michael Baldwin, this is Bruce. Michael Baldwin, this is Bruce.
Is your name not Bruce, then?
No, it's Michael.
That's going to cause a little confusion.
Yeah, I can imagine it would. 622 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come during this hour, coming up in just a moment or two, the rant that Michael Steele went on MSNBC over the weekend. He's very distressed at the party. I guess he now calls his own, which is the Democrat Party. He was, of course, once upon a time a Republican. Remember sitting and having drinks with a guy once in Annapolis Carroll's Creek Cafe a long time ago. Go ahead and log it. And he was talking your usual Republican talking points. What happened? I think somebody waved dollar bills under his nose, but that's just me being slightly cynical about this. So, you know, there you have it. That's coming up in just a minute. First, though, at 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The big wreck is still there, northbound VW Parkway and Powder Mill Road, reported about 25, 30 minutes ago that the right lane was affected with an overturned vehicle. I mean, it's total gridlock on the northbound side of the parkway coming up from the Capitol Beltway, Route 1 or 95, definitely better. Even the ramp from Powder Mill Road, they're just sitting there. They can't get on the parkway. They're in the process now of removing that vehicle. There's a report there might be a new minor accident, 140 at the ramp at 795. Baltimore County with a wreck, Harford Road at Fork Road, the active fire call, Perry Hall on Silver Spring Road. Be careful in Anne Arundel County, the accident northbound on Ritchie Highway between Pasadena Road and the ramp at Route 10. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cold, a high around 30 degrees today. Starting tonight, a chance of scattered showers around, snow showers, that is, through tomorrow. We'll amount to much. Tomorrow's high should be just about 30 degrees. Right now, it is cold outside. Depending on where you are, it's either cold or brutally cold. Ellicott City has 15 degrees right now. Middle River, 18. And Reisterstown, 14 degrees outside. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This past weekend, Michael Steele, former Lieutenant Governor of the state of Maryland, he went off on the Democrat Party.
I would actually, you know what? I'd just like you to show that you give a... that you got a little emotion about the fact that people are losing their jobs indiscriminately. That this individual sitting at down the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has given absolute power to one man who brings his son into the Oval Office, whose son says to him, "You're not the president." So I just like to see somebody wake the hell up and get excited about the fact that your country is under assault.
Your country is under assault. Because he disagrees with the current administration. Well, here's a newsflash, Mr. Steele. This particular administration won an overwhelming majority in the Electoral College, won the popular vote rather substantially. And the majority of Americans feel that this is the direction in which we would like to go. So we don't see it as your country is under assault. We see it as we have an administration who's doing their damnedest to bring costs under control, bring spending under control, and get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse at the federal level. I mean, of course, it's the practical way of looking at things, but it's nowhere near as newsworthy as ranting and raving about our country being under assault.
They're not at the gate anymore. They're in your bedrooms. They're in your living rooms. They're in your businesses. They got your data. They got all your stuff. Elon Musk has his tentacles in everything you're doing, not just off of X, but now he's in the Treasury Department. He's in the Labor Department. He's in the Department of Homeland Security. And nobody seems to give a okay. So that's all I want somebody to show, that they care enough to get off their and say something about it.
Now here's another newsflash. Every single day, and this has been the case for quite some time, every single day, thousands and thousands of individuals show up for work at the Internal Revenue Service. Many of those individuals have clearances that would allow them to see somebody else's taxes. And sometimes they do nefarious things with them. And the fellow a couple of years ago who, took it on himself to publish Donald Trump's tax return. Remember that? I think it was around 2016, 2017 he did this. Maybe it was during the campaign in 16, I can't recall. And he's now behind bars, by the way. That's the consequence of sharing that kind of information. Elon Musk, he said yesterday in a tweet, said, look, if I wanted to take people's Social Security numbers and information, I would have done it with PayPal. And he's right. He had all the stuff with PayPal. And did anybody lose their information through PayPal? I did not. And I was a very frequent user of PayPal during that time period because I was an active seller on eBay. Did you? I doubt it, because nobody did. So he had access to it then without a clearance. Now he has a clearance, and he's been assigned by the president to take a look at waste, fraud, and abuse. So here's a question for those of on the left who now have decided this is going to be their cause celeb, at least for this week. If indeed this is a bad thing to have Elon Musk and the other analysts he has with him going through looking for waste, fraud, and abuse for double payments, for paying people who might not be alive anymore, for paying individuals who I guess can be up to 150 years old, although something tells me they may not be either telling the truth about their age or alive, one of those two, and to know that there are tens of thousands of additional names in Social Security who are eligible to receive payment who do not exist. If they can't look at that information, how can they determine if that information is false or not? Because that basically is what the Democrats are saying. We can't verify the information without looking at it, so don't look at it. And just pretend that we're not as corrupt as we actually are. It's an amazing standard that they've set, that in order to look at waste, fraud, and abuse, folks, you have to look at the books. You have to. And that's what's going on now. Your comments, 410-WCBM 680. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and of exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. Now, the weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or online at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Company Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Company. 6:30.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The latest in a string of winter storms bearing down on parts of the East Coast, expected to bring heavy snow and ice to a couple of states, specifically North Carolina and Virginia, and a bitter cold has settled in from the northern plains all the way down to Texas. Elon Musk, the man President Trump put in charge of his Department of Government Efficiency, says the work of the so-called Doge panel is critical to the future of America. Musk tells Hannity on Fox that not only can an individual go bankrupt, a country can as well. More measles cases diagnosed in West Texas. The number of confirmed cases now at 58. A handful of cases diagnosed in New Mexico as well. Hospitalized in Rome for a fifth night, Pope Francis suffering pneumonia in both lungs. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 66 points. NASDAQ futures off 10. S&P futures down 6 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
No one's paying me to say this, but you've been our lifeline. We have no internet. We have no TV. We barely have cell service. I don't know how I'm able to get to you. And I have a radio, and then I could hear you. You're the only station I can get in.
The report that we got was that a severe tornado was heading right toward us. And I just want to commend you gentlemen for the job that you're doing, for keeping us informed.
I just wanted to say thank you for being on the radio and guiding us to, you know, where we can get help.
I just want to tell you, the first thing I heard was your voices the next morning. And it made me cry. The comfort of hearing your voices.
My respiration, perspiration, and aggravation are sky high, but you guys have been the guiding light.
In times of crisis, America always turns to AM radio. AM 680, WCBM. Serving Maryland for 100 years and counting.
6:33 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Brake lights at the Old Harbor Tunnel already around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, so it's busy early on 895 South. 95 is still clear for the traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The big problem right now is the wreck on the VW Parkway. It's northbound at Powder Mill Road, still taking away the right side of the roadway. Traffic north of the Capitol Beltway really having problems getting through there. Route 1 or 95 north from the Capitol Beltway, you'll get around that. We had a road closure for for a while. Haven't confirmed yet if they've reopened any lanes. Ritchie Highway northbound between Pasadena Road and the ramp at Route 10. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A storm in Louisiana this morning will make its way up the coast, and we may see a few snowflakes. Snowfall around here on the light side later tonight and tomorrow. Today, cloudy, cold day, 30 this afternoon. A few light snow showers tonight, less than an inch. Some of the heavier snow, southern Maryland and along the Chesapeake Bay. Tomorrow, more clouds, a few light snow showers, and temperatures near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. The United States and Canada will meet in the championship round of hockey's Four Nations tournament tomorrow night, and the tensions are high between the two countries and on the ice. The last time these two teams met, there were three brawls in the first 9 seconds of the game. The fans are even getting into the act, booing each other's national anthems. Needless to say, the championship game is highly anticipated. In Owings Mills, at one winning drive, the Ravens Brain Trust is finding out what a headache one drunken drive can be. That's because mountainous but seldom used guard Ben Cleveland was pulled over a few nights ago. Police say he blew a .178 into the breathalyzer. That's twice the legal limit. This on the heels of serious allegations of sexual misconduct against kicker Justin Tucker. It all adds up to an off-season of discontent. In high school basketball, the postseason is commencing. Last night in the MIAA A-Conference first-round playoffs for boys basketball, Mount Carmel beat John Carroll 64-53. Glenel Country School handled McDonough 67-58, St. Francis topped St. Joe 75-52, and Archbishop Spalding held off Loyola Blakefield 70-63. The semifinals are set for Thursday, where St. Francis will travel to Glenel Country School and Spalding will go to Mount Carmel. The time now is 6:36. When we come back, at the top of the hour, the topic will be the boys of summer and spring.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded, and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Cold as all get up, by the way, outside. Middle River, 18 degrees. Randallstown, 15. Reisterstown, 14 outside. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery number from last night, by the way. Your pick 3 was 207. Your pick 4, 2372. Coming up during this half hour, Newt Gingrich says, let's take a hard look at the Democrat Party and see what we see. Also, a great email, actually a text in from August, is that it's profound how much money can influence a man's brain. Michael Steele is just another sap. A sellout like the stinking Joe Scarborough. Yeah, Scarborough's another one. I remember interviewing him a long time ago when he was a first-term congressperson. I don't know if he had a second or third, but he was a conservative Republican then. And then they began to wave dollar bills at him. But look, this is the case for an awful lot of people. They're transactional to a degree. There was a talk show host that I worked with here in town who presented himself as a fairly conservative guy on the air. He went out and now works actually in San Francisco, and he is about as far left as you could possibly be. So for him, it's a performance. There's nothing genuine there. And I do wonder the same about folks like Michael Steele. Is his outrage actually genuine?
or is it just a performance? I tend to lean a little bit toward the latter. Mike is in Bel Air. Let's take a call or two. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I cannot imagine, really, when they said last night that they found 47 million more Americans on Social Security than are actually Americans.
Yes.
I mean, there's 132, and they found 180 million of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was astonished. And I mean, you have 1.4 million there from the age of 141 to 150.
Yeah, those guys need their Social Security. And you get it to like 157 or 158, it's a rough going.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How do you think they didn't see this or this? Or is this by design?
No, I think actually that's through incompetence. What we're finding out with these people who are taking a look, not just Doge, but others are commenting on this as well. We have Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, and he has some comments on it. You'll hear it later in the show. But what we're finding out is the systems put in place at the federal government to make sure that money is being spent wisely, and that money is being spent only for those honest vendors who are asking for money, they're antiquated. You have the entire system, entire systems are running on COBOL. COBOL is a programming language from like the late 1950s, early 1960s. It's time for an overhaul and to make everything be able to talk to each other.
I learned all that in school, and I'm a pretty old guy.
Yes, shortly after you and I were in school, I think they paved the roads, put in indoor plumbing, all kinds of stuff. But remember, Mike, how it was? We used to have to walk uphill through the snow both ways to school.
Yes, and
Fairfield. Absolutely. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WC.
The state of Maryland, though.
Say again?
Maybe they should do the same with the state.
Oh, absolutely.
Take a look at it.
A full forensic audit from top to bottom. We're spending too much money to not be careful with the money. And look, no matter where you are in politics, once upon a time, the argument was guns or butter. Remember that back in the 1950s and 1960s when Kennedy was going to say, let's spend money, or Johnson was saying, let's spend money on Vietnam. It was, do you want guns or do you want butter? In other words, do you want a bigger military or do you want to actually have social programs? And there's a balancing act. Sometime between then and now, they figured out that they don't have to balance. All they have to do is issue more dollar bills, decrease the value of the dollar bill, and they'll have all the money in the world to spend.
Yeah, but when was the last time the president actually had a budget go through?
Wow. It's been a while.
It's
been a while. It might actually be, you know, I'd have to check, actually. No, I'm not going to speculate. Mike, thanks for the call.
I think it was Clinton.
Yeah.
I think it was Clinton.
Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Tom is in Owings Mills. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. The only comment I wanted to make is for all those people, and especially the federal workers that are worried about Elon Musk coming in, looking at their books and looking at their operations, this is no different than what the armed forces does with their inspectors general. Every unit goes through an IG inspection. Every aspect of their operations looked at, and then they get a report back. And if there's things that need to be fixed, they're told this needs to be fixed because it's unsatisfactory and it needs to be fixed within a certain amount of time or else. And that's all I have to say.
Well, actually, think about this. Even with those safeguards in place, the Pentagon hasn't passed an audit in like 8 years, 9 years. They have not passed. So, I mean, there's widespread frailty, let's put it that way, in the system where you cannot get things done in a businesslike manner. You have the IRS. You have machines that don't talk to each other. You have machines that don't talk to each other from one federal department to another. Now, yes, you have to have some security within the departments. You can't be spreading information all over the place. But at the same time, there are ways of accomplishing this in a sensible fashion with safeguards in place that, look, you and I take it as a matter of comfort that we can go online, enter our name and our password, and do all of our banking online securely. But that kind of security does not exist at the federal level. They have to add it. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 6:43 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker. Looks like some of the lanes are back open now from the wreck on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. The ramp traffic from Powder Mill Road onto 295 is better. The backup, though, still coming up from Greenbelt Road and from the Capitol Beltway. That's going to take a while for that to settle down once again. Probably some overflow traffic as well on 95 and Route 1, which was taking that traffic away from the Capitol Beltway to get away from that backup on the Parkway. But we're making some progress. We'll keep an eye on that. Slow now. Starting to build up very quickly going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm going to change the camera, go back, take a look at O'Donnell Street. Yeah, the tail end of that backup is starting to slow there. There's a vehicle with the flashers on 95 South right before the ramp at O'Donnell Street. It's off to the side, may gather some attention there. 895 already this morning is backed up to just about the Erdman Avenue ramp. So already we're in the area of a 15-minute delay on both the tunnels southbound. Some earlier problems, fire calls, Silver Spring Road and Perry Hall, Hartford Road at Fork Road, the wreck there, and they're still working on the wreck on Ritchie Highway northbound between Pasadena Road and the ramp at Route 10. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thanks, Chuck. I just one comment on that, by the way. It's got a pretty cold to be a flasher out there right now.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I was in the pool.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Cloudy, high 30 today, starting tonight. A couple of scattered snow showers through tomorrow. Not going to amount to much. Tomorrow's high around 30. It is cold as all get out right now. Ooh. Glen Burnie's pretty warm, actually, at 20 degrees. Hunt Valley has 17. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon for Chuck's Food News, a public service in the name of the food and beverage industry, and one Butterball Johnson.
You folks don't do anything except sit there, watch, cash your checks, and suck on your teeth.
Well, you know, it's a habit.
That's my man, Kennedy.
I love this guy.
I love him. You know, he's the greatest of all time.
He was out with Hannity, and Hannity said, do you think of the stuff ahead of time? Do you write it down? He said, well, sometimes when I know what the topic's going to be, I might give it a little bit of thought. But otherwise, I just talk even when I'm not supposed to. So, I just love the
beautiful
guy.
I love him.
All right, story number one. Peeps has a new sweet marshmallow milk.
Oh,
jeez. Just in time to shake up your Easter celebrations. Oh. And if you really want your kids to lose lunch all over the place, give them two bottles of the stuff.
Sure.
Promised Land Dairy is dedicated to crafting the most delicious milk flavors daily, and they're thrilled to introduce exciting new seasonal varieties to their premium lineup. Peeps has announced in partnership with Promised Land the new Peeps Sweet Marshmallow Milk. Wow, that's something to look forward to, huh?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Tasty. Tasty.
Brutal.
Now, here's something, Chuck, you and I we should bear in mind. Actually, I thought about doing this once. Everything you need to know about buying a barrel of whiskey.
A barrel?
Yeah, you buy it for investment purposes.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you wouldn't buy it for, well, you would not. I mean, I would buy it for investment purposes. Mm-hmm. I'm a short hitter nowadays, man. Yeah. But no, you buy it for investment purposes. Some people do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if they make money or not, but it's certainly a kind of a interesting thing to do with your investment money. So you want to buy a barrel of whiskey. You may have gotten the idea from whiskey influencers like V.A. Bourbon Hunter and Least I Have Whiskey. In recent years, social media has been filled with internet tastemakers who hustle through rick houses and sample cask strength bourbon straight from the barrel. And barrel picking can feel like an Olympic sport. So if you're actually down to do this, stick to American whiskeys. That's tip number one,
mm-hmm.
Because you have a better chance, I guess, of them doing well.
Right.
If you cannot buy directly from a distillery, you should probably not buy. All right, and finally, the single barrel cheat code. Every barrel hunter should know there are two major distillers who have single barrel programs for individuals, both Sazerac and Jim Beam. The Beam Private Barrel Club,
mm-hmm.
right, started with barrels of Knob Creek bourbon and rye. And Sazerac, the parent company of Buffalo Trace and other single barrels, to sell to individuals since 2013. Its program is the Sazerac Barrel Select, hosts quarterly barrel drawing events. If you're lucky, you could land a top-tier bourbon like Weller, Stag, or Colonel Taylor. You can pick your favorite on its campus in Frankfort, Kentucky, or have the tasting panel choose one for you.
Wow.
I just have one question.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get to be on a tasting panel?
Yeah, well, we should investigate that.
Yes, exactly.
How do we get to stay on it once we get there?
Exactly. Yeah, I guess stay sober, which would be difficult. All right. And this is something that you and I are, I guess, it's useful to remember even when you're going out with your spouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seven things to never do on a first dinner date, according to all of the experts.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Share your overly picky eating habits. And discuss with your date what you eat, what you don't eat.
Separate your peas and your carrots, right?
Yeah, go out on a limb with your order. Order something bizarre. And ladies, order something that's the most expensive damn thing on the menu.
All right.
That's way for sure of having no second date.
Mm-hmm.
Go somewhere without food. Even if you just decided to grab drinks, have something to eat first. And you should... order before thinking. Generally, don't order anything that's too messy, too expensive, or too new.
Right.
As goes without saying, don't order something you hate or just to look cool, because then you're going to leave it on the plate and your date will think, what the hell is that all about?
Mm-hmm.
Forget to tip. This goes without saying, but you know, you got to tip.
Right, sure.
And 10% doesn't do it, folks. I guess standard now is 20.
Yeah, I pay 20.
You pay 20? I pay 20 up to 25, depending on the level of service.
Yeah, right.
Throw back too many drinks. The point of a first date is to get to know the person and suss out a connection. If you're tossing back too many drinks, chances are the person they get to meet is not the person they want to be around. And finally, there's this. Expect the other person to pay, especially if you extended the invite.
Right.
Or you extend the invite, they show up, and you say, okay, your half is this much.
Right.
No.
Yeah, we're going Dutch right now.
Yeah. We just decided when I saw the bill, we're going Dutch.
Well, here's another tip that I know from experience.
Yeah.
Don't lick your eyebrows.
Yeah. Even if it's just showing off, Chuck,
right.
That's exceptionally good advice, and thank you for that.
Maybe the second or third time out, then you can do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck.
All right, you're welcome.
Traffic on 103s comes up in a couple. 651 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention, all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now, for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:52, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Bit of a surprise for all of us here. As we arrived to work this morning, we discovered that Sean Case's heat at home had gone out. They left a note saying, I will not be in today. So Kristen Hager is doing yeoman's work in taking care of some of the additional tasks. And we kind of, it was a chore finding food news first thing this morning when you're not prepared to do so. Wait until you hear the choose your fake news. I mean, that one was really, you behave like a duck. You look nice and calm on the surface, and beneath, you're paddling like a son of a gun. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up in just a moment. Newt Gingrich commenting on the Democrats. First, though, once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Charles.
All right. The morning build-ups now on the Beltway west side, 795, all the way down to Frederick Road. Typical ride right through there. The inner loop at Greenspring still doing fine, and we'll change the camera one more time. Harford Road and the Beltway northeast side.
Case is still good there on both the inner and the outer loop. All the interstates inbound to the Beltway are clear. JFX is fine. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. Already 15-minute delays and building for the traffic going south into both the harbor tunnels. We had a big wreck earlier. The BW Parkway still hurting. The wreck was northbound at Powder Mill Road. It's gone now, but the backups are still there. It's going to be very slow coming up from the Capitol Beltway. They're working on the wreck at Ritchie Highway northbound in the area of West Pasadena Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Today, cloudy, cold, high around 30 degrees. It is cold as all get out outside right now. So if you are heading out for anything, make sure you bundle up. Hunt Valley, 17 degrees. Ellicott City has 15 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Newt Gingrich has taken a look at what we have working at the federal level, and he says it just comes up short.
You have a huge, clumsy, old government system. The Pentagon has never been audited successfully, never. And yet it spends an enormous amount of money. Some of it's pure corruption, such as the $20 billion that was stolen from California unemployment, mostly by criminals in the California State Prison using California computers. But much of it's just pure waste and incompetence.
Yeah, it is. Pure waste and or incompetence, not just at the federal level, but at the state level as well. And that does raise legitimate questions as to the additional money that we're now being told by our governor that we're going to have to be paying in order to pay for whatever the latest whiz-bang idea out of Annapolis is. Gingrich also says that we need to add something to make America great again and make America healthy again. He says it should be a trifecta. We should be adding onto there, make America honest again.
We ought to have make America honest again as part of the slogan. So we want to make America great again. We want to make America healthy again. And we want to make America honest again. And if the House Republicans could understand how revolutionary this is, they would have an extraordinary amount of money to offset anything they want to do just by eliminating pure fraud. I'm happy to have a debate with any Democrat who wants to explain that we need to pay the crooks.
Yeah, it's a fair observation. But the Democrats are doing this right now. They made a decision to protect the system rather than the taxpayers, because they benefit from the system right now. You know, they gin up the idea that federal workers are somehow being treated unfairly because they're being laid off. Well, if that's the case, then everybody in the private sector who's been fired or laid off in the entire career has been treated unfairly. It happens. It's life. And one of the things you used to do is you joined the federal system because your chances of being laid off or fired were virtually nil. But then you can't do that and then insist on money comparable to what's being earned in the private sector. And that's what happened. So if you're earning that kind of money, and some of these folks are making $150,000, $175,000 a year, you make pretty good money. That's more than pretty good. That's really good money. You can't then say, and my job is protected forever. It doesn't work that way. Choose one or the other. But the Democrats say, no. You don't have to choose. We are Santa Claus, and we will take care of you.
They are a corrupt machine, desperate for the money. I mean, look what's happened with them just with USAID, where it turned out that the Agency for International Development was actually the agency for subsidizing left-wingers. All of a sudden, they're not getting the cash. You know, it's not hard to understand if you start out with the idea these people want the money because they want the money.
Yeah, money is the end goal. Follow the green. And Newt's right. If you want to know why the Democrats do what they do, follow the money. They want the money because for them, money is power. Money is access. Money is control of the government. Now, they came up kind of short on that idea this past presidential election. What was it? How many billion? She spent $1.5 billion or $3.5 billion. I mean, an insane amount of money for Kamala Harris, who was a crappy candidate. And guess what? They paid the price for spending that kind of money to get a lousy candidate shellacked as she was. By the way, we have some Kamala Harris audio coming up for you next hour. She really still is about as vacant as a lot could possibly be. And this one note, by the way, if the cause of lack of oversight of spending was incompetence with the numerous government agencies, then why was DOGE so quickly and easily able to find all the instances of inefficiency? Where were the inspectors whose job is to do what DOGE is now doing? I say they're not incompetent. They know and don't care. That could very well be the case. Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why the best time to dive into Rescue's February special right now. Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Now call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And don't forget the code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your health and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega 3. 7 o'clock right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next hour, we have Rahm Emanuel.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. One of Mark Twain's favorite quotes, everybody talks about the weather. Well, this weather is worth talking about, as a brutally cold winter holds much of the nation in its icy grip.
Almost 95 million people in parts of the country are under an extreme cold warning or advisory, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Really some of the coldest temperatures of the entire winter season right now across the central United States.
He expects records to be broken with many areas in the single digits or below zero.
In the Dakotas, we're looking at temperatures that are as cold as minus 30 to even almost minus 40 degrees.
Orison says the extreme cold continues through at least Friday with snow in the forecast for the Midwest and Northeast. I'm Julie Walker.
Elon Musk suggests the work of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency transcends politics. Musk, put in charge of DOGE by the president, says that if we don't attack the waste and abuse now, we may soon find it's just too late.
A country is no different from an individual in that if an individual overspends, an individual can go bankrupt, and so can a country.
Musk and the president sat for an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity. Mr. Trump says he inherited a $2 trillion annual deficit from the Biden administration. That's what he faced when he took office last month, along with inflation that remains stubbornly high. 14 Democrat state attorneys general have failed in a bid to halt the work of DOGE. Federal judge rejecting their request for a temporary restraining order. Voting 51-45, the Senate confirming Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. The Senate vote on Cash Patel to head the FBI may come tomorrow. Democrats oppose him, but on their own, they don't have the votes to block his confirmation. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 107 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
We have delays on 95 northbound. This is a new problem coming up from Prince George's County into Howard County. Report is a broken down tractor trailer in one of the traveled lanes northbound at Route 216. Looking at the camera at 198, definitely a slowdown as you're working your way north, again, from the Capitol Beltway, BW Parkway, north of the Capitol Beltway, still hurting from an earlier accident up in the area at Powder Mill Road. Baltimore County was working on the wreck, Hartford Road at Fork Road, that's near the county line. We had the injury accident northbound on Ritchie Highway between Pasadena Road and the ramp at Route 10. We have all the normal delays on the Beltway. We're up to the area now, 20-minute-plus delays coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A storm in Louisiana this morning will make its way up the coast, and we may see a few snowflakes. Snowfall around here on the light side later tonight and tomorrow. Today, cloudy, cold day, 30 this afternoon. A few light snow showers tonight, less than an inch. Some of the heavier snow, southern Maryland and along the Chesapeake Bay. Tomorrow, more clouds, a few light snow showers, and temperatures near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and work their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true, thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. Baltimore baseball fans, can you only imagine a raging Earl Weaver leaping out of the dugout to scream and rain spittle in the face of a robot? Well, this spring, it may come to that for some managers. That's because MLB will be testing a new automated balls and strikes system called ABS in about 60% of this year's spring games. This electronic eye will allow teams to challenge ball and strike calls that they feel the old-fashioned umpire might have blown. The program is still in development, and they won't be using it in this year's regular season. From behind the plate to on the mound, there's not an Orioles fan alive who's not concerned about the health of team closer Felix Bautista. In 2023, he had an 8-2 record and a minuscule 1.48 ERA. But Felix didn't play in 2024. Like so many others in the game, he was sidelined by that invisible assassin, Tommy John. Now he's back. The O's say they will work him into the mix slowly this Grapefruit League season. But the good news is, he's expected at full strength for opening day. Coming up at 7:35, college basketball on the half shell. I'm Jack Gilden, and that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 of The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every single day. We start every single day at 6 o'clock in the morning and are here with you from now until around 9 o'clock this morning. And then, of course, Kim Klasick live from 9 o'clock till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Very kind words from old Butch in Fenwick. Says, I listen to you every day because you guys are the best morning show ever. You talked about how the Dem communists are stealing money from the people with dues and hidden fees. It makes me sad to hear. On retrospect, after living in Dundalk for 34 years and moving to Fenwick in 2012, I fear that Delaware will follow Maryland with all of Maryland's hidden tax and fees. Maryland needs an accounting forensic audit. Yes, they do. Too bad Trump can't make the states clean up the fraud and all the social programs that are not listed in the states' states constitutions. Thanks for the kind words, Butch. It really is very kind of you. 410-WCBM is our telephone number. 410-WCBM 680, rather, is our telephone number. And please join in the conversation. This is bizarre. The Democrats have now decided they're going to go ahead and start criticizing themselves. A little introspection, I suppose. Never hurt anybody. Rahm Emanuel, and who was real big during the Clinton administration, he and others, particularly the old hands, are saying, you know, you got problems here. You know, you got trouble here, right in here in River City. Rahm Emanuel says the Democrats, part of the problem they have is attitude.
Democrats, we love people to know that we're smart. And that we got our PhD, and here we're ready to show you our thesis. And it comes across not only that it's a self-enclosed conversation, it is tremendously dismissive of them, the audience. We're actually talking to ourselves about how important, how smart we are, rather than how to make sure that they understand.
Yeah, we're almost just impressed by people saying, here's how smart I am. Let me run your life for you, which does seem to be the Democrats' attitude. But look, this isn't just attitude. I would argue it's their core philosophy. Democrats do feel they're smarter than the average bear, and they do feel that they are best equipped to decide a whole lot of things. And many of us traditionally would say that's our purview and not yours. Democrats do feel that it's the government's role to determine at what age your kid gets what sex education. They do think it's a good idea for them to determine when you can and cannot go to church. Please see COVID. They've decided which facilities to stay open and which don't because they're smarter than you and me. Again, think COVID. They think it's perfectly fine to have special programs for their interest groups, even if those interest groups happen to be in foreign countries. And that's bizarre. When you have like a gay opera being put on in South Africa or something like this, it's like, what the heck? I mean, how does this actually serve the needs of USAID, which is, in theory, is set up by John Kennedy, is set up to export American values overseas. Well, trust me, a lot of the countries into which USAID has been sending money for these bizarre programs, they're not real fond of the bizarre real programs. So we have the effect, basically, of pushing this nonsense on other countries around the world, which then forces them closer to nations like China or Russia or other nations that may not have our best interests at heart. Rahm says, oh, we just have this bad habit of talking like we're highly educated. I think it's more than that. I think it is who they are as a party. Period. Jen Psaki, remember Circleback Psaki? She seems to agree.
Which drives me crazy is the way sometimes Democrats talk. It drives me insane. It's like we're in a PhD thesis on political academia, which is not how you win elections.
No, it's not. But you know what? It is. You hate to give them too much advice, to be honest. You don't want them to learn. You want them to continue being who they are, but all evidence is they are going to continue to be who they are, as you heard from Newt Gingrich last hour. The Democrats, they want money. Why? Because they want the money. Because money is power. And because with money, they can do things that the American public might not be in favor of, but they can do them with some degree of efficiency because, after all, they can pay top dollar for them. But the predicate of that is you have to have the money. So they want that money in the federal government. They're not upset that there's waste or fraud or abuse as long as they benefit from it. More on that coming up. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I want some money.
I want some money. I want money.
I want that power.
Money, 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 money.
Yes. Yes. Any denominations would be
yes.
Accepted. The northbound side, 95 here, still looking at the camera at 198. They're going up to 216 as a tractor trailer broken down in one of the traveled lanes. More than likely, they're saying in the left center lane going north on 95. So we're backed up to 198. I'm sure it's backed up towards Cherry Hill Road. Let me just change that camera there. Not quite northbound to Cherry Hill Road, but definitely slow from 198. So that's another big delay that we've had this morning coming up from the Capitol Beltway. The BW Parkway was still slow from earlier problems through there. There's been a big wreck out in the western part of the state, Interstate 81 southbound. It's about 3, 4, 5 miles north of Interstate 70, but one lane is affected there on I-81 southbound. Yeah, the Beltway locally, all the normal delays we mentioned earlier. Very quickly again today, we backed up at both the harbor tunnels, 895 back to at least Pulaski Highway, and 95 at last check was backed up to Moravia Road. So now we're about 25 to 30 minute delays on both the southbound side of 895 and 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cold today, high around 30 degrees. Starting tonight, a chance for scattered showers, snow showers. Through tomorrow, won't amount to much, high around 30 degrees. It is cold outside right now. Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures that are in the teens through most of the area. You have us 18 degrees currently in Essex. Hunt Valley has 17. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it is 7:15. And time now for a mega, mega movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
It is indeed Liberation Day as Elon Musk continues to do exactly what Donald Trump has asked him to do and what we voted for this past November, and that is to root out some of the nonsense, any army of MAGA, basically. A whole army of MAGA think tanks are now lined up behind the president. That's interesting and very encouraging to hear. You know, it's Trump's Washington now. This is one of the interesting things that has happened. When Donald Trump took office 8 years ago as the ultimate outsider, he wasn't taken seriously in the policy shops around the country and around Washington, D.C. Now, though, he has a whole army of think tanks and other advocacy groups behind him, reverse engineering even his off-the-cuff statements into white papers, training legions of advocates and acolytes and jockeying for influence. All of that wants to be seen as part of the MAGA brain trust. Now, some of them are old line. They were with Trump in 2016. For example, you had Heritage, you had the Federalist, but others were not. They're brand new. Now, you have this process where Trump says he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico, turn Gaza into the Riviera of the Middle East, buy Greenland, ignore congressional spending laws, whatever. It's likely now that somebody who not only takes the idea seriously, but will advocate why they think it's a good idea. It is fascinating to see how the worm turns. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
The golden age of America. We'll see if it plays out that way. We sure hope it does. Denise is in Dundalk, and she's next up on the Morning Drive. Good morning, Denise.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I have a couple comments, if I may.
Sure.
Regarding Gaza, I'm sure everyone, if you haven't, you should read the history. I agree with everything the president is doing. However, I don't agree with taking over Gaza. And, you know, that's a very that's a very, you know, their politics are their religion, and their religion is their politics over there. And I think it's a very sticky wicket, and I don't think you should do it. And if I may, Bruce, I don't think you talked about this morning, but you know what really boils me is, and I think I'm going off topic here, and thank you, is when the news stations press Governor Smiley, and he gives a non-answer, the news stations and the reporters just let it go. You know, there was a surplus. Hogan left us a surplus. Governor Smiley is saying, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. It can be proven. So I don't understand when he says he has no control over this, he has no control over that. He's very good at smiling, that S-H-I-T grin, but everything else, no one, they take his answer as pat, and they don't even try to question him. And I'm wondering why that is, Bruce. Why don't they question him and say, no, sir, we have proof that Hogan left a $2 billion surplus. We have proof of this. We have proof of that. Bruce, why don't the reporters really hold his feet to the fire?
All right, let me address these two topics if I could. First, on Gaza. As I understand it, Donald Trump is not proposing that the United States take over Gaza. What he's saying is that Gaza is in a physical location that, bluntly, once you get rid of Hamas, you could turn that into the Riviera of the Middle East. Apparently, there are beautiful beaches. The weather is ideal. And instead of spending millions and millions of dollars on concrete factories that then are used to build tunnels so they can go in and do Israelis harm, that money could be spent instead on building high-rises and vacation villas. No, I think it's a bad idea for us as a nation to do this. However, if the dynamic could be set up that would encourage entrepreneurship and encourage, and there are very successful countries that happen to be Islamic. I mean, this particular brand of Islam that they have at Gaza is not exactly my brand of Islam, but there are countries that have large Islamic populations, and they are successful. And that's the kind of thing I think Trump is talking about. Now, secondly, I think that the reason... Boy, this is going to go down badly in some quarters. I think that the reason that the local news stations don't challenge Governor Moore is because they are of like political mind, and they let their political point of view decide their news coverage. Having worked upstairs from one of the TV stations here in town, I can tell you that that particular newsroom was almost exclusively liberal, and some of them, purportedly neutral observers, were outrageously liberal. And the way that they twist the news is not by reporting falsity, it's by failing to report the truth. That's the most effective kind of lie ever. You simply spike the story. You don't ask the follow-up question. Denise, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. You guys think I'm wrong in that? Let me know. 410-WCBM-680 or toll-free long distance. 1-800-WCBM-680. It's 721.
Jim White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs. Cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers. Free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend Rod Baroy and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. 866-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 723, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic over there on the threes, all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The traffic light just reported out, and we've had some power outages in and around the area this morning because of the cold, pairing Parkway at Joppa Road, so take it easy there. It's just north of the Beltway. A lot of traffic through that intersection. Baltimore County is aware of that. Had the wreck earlier, Hartford Road at Fork Road near the county line. We had the wreck in northbound Ritchie Highway between Pasadena a road and the ramp at Route 10. They're still working on that. Apparently, this broken-down tractor-trailer is still there. 95 northbound coming out of Prince George's County and into Howard County with a big delay, massive backup here. Northbound with a broken-down vehicle in the roadway at Route 216, and they're saying they may have to wait for the heavy-duty wrecker to get in there to remove that vehicle from the roadway. That's a big backup for the traffic northbound from the Capitol Beltway way out in the western part of the state. The accident southbound Interstate 81 several miles north of I-70 with some road blockage on the right side. Delays begin again today near the city-county line as you're coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Cloudy, cold, high around 30 today. For tonight, a chance of a couple of snow showers, won't amount to much. Tomorrow's high back up again to around 30 degrees. Hunt Valley has 17 right now. Ellicott City, 15. Downtown Baltimore, boy, it's a toasty 19 degrees. That's a heat wave. This is Kim Klasick kind of weather, I'll tell you. She just loves this stuff. She's out there probably doing snow angels right now, even though there's no snow. Kim, and of course, 9 o'clock this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, there are people in the media who decided they're going to get their shorts in a knot over things that may not even be the responsibility of the Trump administration, and they're going to see if they can't blame it on either Donald Trump or Elon Musk. One of those individuals, the Whoopster, yep, Whoopi Goldberg.
I have been panicking over all this insanity with these planes.
Yeah.
You know, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. Like, so let's start with the string of mass firings by Elon Musk's Doge. Has sparked a lot of chaos, confusion, and fear because Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is defending the firing of 400 FAA workers. But former Secretary Pete Buttigieg slammed the firings of employees who control communications, radio, computer systems, given all the confusion.
Yeah, she went on in a rather inarticulate fashion to say, you know that plane that turned over? Those people who got fired. And there's some kind of linkage there, apparently, in her brain. Scott Jennings over at CNN says, somebody really has to rejoin the rest of us in the thing we call reality.
So there are 45,000 employees at the FAA. We're talking about fewer than 400 people. And he says zero air traffic controllers and critical safety personnel were let go. So I don't really have a problem with it. I have a hard time believing that there is a single government agency that doesn't have a bloat of administrative personnel that we could probably do without. And I think that's why a lot of voters are happy that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are finally going through the federal government and trying to take out some of this bureaucracy that we probably just don't need.
Now, it doesn't stop there, though. It doesn't stop with simply saying, I have a problem with firing all these individuals, although, as Scott Jennings just pointed out, it's around 1% of the work population, all right? So we're not talking a huge amount of individuals here. If you have 40,000 employees and you let 400 go, that is 1%, because 400 will be 10%. So, you know, that's what you're talking about. But it doesn't stop there. Of course, you have Democrats also saying, you know, the real problem is if we had those people working for the FAA, Toronto wouldn't have happened.
They're going as extremists to blame a plane flipping in Toronto on the Trump administration. We don't control, the FAA does not control Canada's air traffic.
Yeah, that's Selena Haba pointing out the rather obvious, is we are not in control of Canada's airspace. So to blame our FAA for what happened in Toronto, where, thank God, no one was killed. I mean, if you see the video of this thing, this plane lands, one of the wings breaks off, and the thing just rolls over. They were smelling jet fumes, you know, fuel, inside the cabin, and they all got out. They were all strapped into their seats, hanging upside down, but they all got out okay. There may have been a strained wrist or two, but nothing all that serious. And Haba says, there's one other note. Not a single air traffic controller was fired. Not a one.
Zero air traffic controllers in America were even fired, let alone critical safety personnel. But they will do anything. It's a spin. It's liberal media. It's radical liberal media. It's a problem, and we have to hold them accountable to it.
Yeah, not a single air traffic controller was fired. The number of provisional employees at basically support level, they were fired. They were let go. And these things do happen in life. And again, look, I feel bad if anybody loses his or her job. However, it happens in life. And sometimes it's far more brutal than what is happening right now at the federal level. For example, if your country, if your company goes belly up, goes bankrupt, it's not going to make headlines. Let's say you work for a plumbing concern. You do that, newsflash. It goes out of business, nobody cares. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, please contact, if you would, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. He is the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele for Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. He's my guy. Make him your guy, too.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A brutally cold winter is holding much of the nation in its icy grip this morning. Very cold temperatures, dangerous cold from the North Plains all the way down into Texas. Readings well below zero in many places. Elon Musk suggesting that the work of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency transcends politics. Musk, put in charge of DOGE by the president, says that if we don't attack waste, fraud and abuse now, we may soon find it's too late. He says bankruptcy for the country is a very real threat. Musk and the president sat for an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox. 14 Democrat state attorneys general failing in a bid to halt the work of DOGE. Federal judge has rejected their request for a temporary restraining order. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 62 points, NASDAQ futures 12 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important, especially if you're age 65 or older. Better to act sooner rather than later if you want to maintain or enhance your brain's health. Hello, I'm Kevin, president of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. I'm excited to offer you a free guide filled with tips for better brain health and important facts about dementia, care planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Broken down vehicle has cleared, and 95 now looks a little better coming up from the Capitol Beltway. The broken down vehicle is northbound Route 216 in Howard County. Now on the shoulder, the backup is easing at 198. So we finally had a chance to come down, check on Annapolis. The southbound backup is there, I-97, as you're traveling south of Route 32. And then as you clear the bridge at 178, the pace improves, and everybody's fine through Annapolis between I-97 and the ramps to and from Ritchie Highway around the Severn River Bridge, and we're clear on the Bay Bridge with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
A storm in Louisiana this morning will make its way up the coast, and we may see a few snowflakes. Snowfall around here on the light side later tonight and tomorrow. Today, cloudy, cold day, 30 this afternoon. A few light snow showers tonight, less than an inch. Some of the heavier snow, southern Maryland and along the Chesapeake Bay. Tomorrow, more clouds, a few light snow showers, and temperatures near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. The long lacrosse season has barely begun, but the Terps are already smoking it. They're 3-0 and have beaten up-and-coming University of Richmond, local rival Loyola, and most important, they crushed number 2 Syracuse just last Saturday. Next up for the juggernaut Terps is number 5 Princeton this Saturday. It will be a test to see if Maryland can continue to stack the victories against America's best teams with some of the best squads in the game still to come. Now, we travel from the grass to the hardwood, where Maryland's basketball team is also a powerhouse. After a few years in the wilderness, the team is ranked number 20 in late February as it prepares for USC tomorrow night and perhaps a high seed in the coming NCAA tournament. March Madness is just around the corner, and the Terps are not only beating ranked opponents, but they're doing it in style, often with 5 players scoring in the double digits. In pro football, the season never seems to end. It seems like the Super Bowl was just a few days ago, but the sports websites are already filled with mock drafts. While many focus on the has-been franchises at the top of the draft and who will land the big names like Travis Hunter or Shedeur Sanders, speculation for the Ravens runs the gamut. Baltimore isn't looking to rebuild. They're only trying to tweak a roster that many feels is already Super Bowl worthy. Look for the talk about Baltimore to swirl around edge rushers, left tackles, and defensive backs. In baseball, the boys of summer are back in spring training, where the Orioles hope that their Cy Young candidate is fully recovered from Tommy John surgery. He put up great numbers in 2023 and last year, posting sub-300 ERAs both times. But that was before his rendezvous with the surgeon. His recovery is going well, but he's not expected back until after the All-Star break. And that is Stein on Sports.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
.737 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. Sean has the morning off. Back at full strength for us tomorrow, of course. Here you go. This pretty much says it all about the Associated Press. In the AP story you had about this plane that turned over, the reporter tried to blame Donald Trump for the incident. So you say to yourself, but wait a minute, AP, they're a really old-line news organization. Yeah, well, clearly they're a news organization with an agenda. And that's the problem. And this is something Caroline Leavitt has pointed out from behind the podium. If you do this kind of stuff and we catch you doing it, then, you know, there could be consequences. So take that into account when you hear things like the White House has decided that AP will not be in on the pool of reporters, which is a small group of reporters who occasionally go with the president to one location or another. That this is happening for a reason, all right? For a reason. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in a handful of minutes from right now, of course, we have Choose Your Fake News. We do have a contestant already. People are anxious, ready to get to it. And we shall in just a couple of minutes. All right. This, again, is Alina Haba. Is that where we are? No, we're not at Alina Haba. We are at cut five. We're at Al Gore, of course. I'm sorry. There are two cuts back-to-back here that I want to play for you. First is Al Gore. The second is Barack Obama. Right now, the Democrats are having kittens, the hard way, I guess, because of what's going on with DOGE and what's going on with the Trump administration saying, okay, we're laying off a whole bunch of people because we've got to bring the budget back into balance. Here's Al Gore.
This report tells us how to cut waste, cut red tape, streamline the bureaucracy, change procurement rules, change the personnel rules, and create a government that works better and costs less.
I've read it, and where it says the president should, the president will.
That's Al Gore, and of course the voice at the end was Bill Clinton. That was during the Clinton administration, where Al Gore and Bill Clinton were firmly committed to bringing the government under control, to doing the kinds of things that are happening actually right now with DOGE. Then under the Obama administration.
From the day I took office, one of the commitments that I made to the American people was that we would do a better job here in Washington in rooting out wasteful spending. We thought that it was entirely appropriate for our governments and our agencies to try to root out waste, large and small, in a systematic way. It means cutting some programs that I think are worthy, but we may not be able to afford right now. We don't need to wait for Congress in order to do something about wasteful spending that's out there.
No, we don't need to wait for Congress. He did, apparently, though, and nothing happened. The size of government actually grew under Obama as it grew again under Biden. And I'm not sure. It may have grown during the Bush administrations and during the first term of Donald Trump as well. However, this time around, Donald Trump has said, no, we're serious. We're going to get this done because now I have the votes and I have the personnel to get it done. After hearing those two comments, Caroline Leavitt, his press secretary, said this.
If you just shut your eyes and listen to the words from those Democrat politicians, you would think you are listening to President Trump, Elon Musk, and our entire administration, who are saying the exact same things that Democrat politicians promised the American people they would do for decades.
Yeah, they promised for decades they would do it, and they didn't. So now you actually have a president who says, I promise, and I am going to do it. And he's doing exactly that. And it's fascinating to see exactly how he's succeeding. So, you know, put that in your cap and smoke it if you would. Coming up in around 2 minutes from right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we have Choose Your Fake News. And later on this half hour, more from Alina Haba on what the expectations are for DOGE. And also, a couple of comments from Senator John Kennedy yet to come on the morning drive. And, of course, as only John Kennedy can do it, he skewers the individuals who happen to be in his sights in the most elegant of all fashions. It's marvelous. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. And you know what? Chris and I kind of misplaced where we are here. Where are we here? What's next on the audio list? We played them all. That's why. All right, we'll come back and grab some of them coming up in a minute or two. So that's why I can't remember where we are, because I've failed to give her the audio list for the next couple of minutes. We'll do that coming up in a moment or two right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Big news overnight is Kash Patel's nomination is out of committee and is now going to be on the floor of the Senate. And we'll see whether or not Mitch McConnell again votes for another Trump nominee. I suspect he will. And we'll see if the Republicans beyond beyond McConnell will hold true and actually make sure that Kash Patel ends up as the head of the FBI. That vote should come sometime later on this week. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, came back down into Annapolis. There's a report of an accident around Aris T. Allen Boulevard. As I was looking for that, see a slowdown on 50 westbound, taking the ramp to go north onto I-97. Might be the same incident there, just closer to the ramp at I-97. So heads up for that if you're coming over from Parole. Beyond that, it looks like the pace was going to be okay heading up towards the bridge at 178. I just need to change the camera there. But it looks like the pace on the northbound side of I-97 was okay. Yeah, so yeah, right at 178, it's good. It's backed up right at the ramp from 50 westbound to go north onto I-97, and then southbound I-97. That's the normal delay at Route 32. Delays continue south at both the harbor tunnels. We've had all the normal backups on the Beltway. JFX is busy south of Ruxton Road. Traffic light was out about a half an hour ago. Be careful around the intersection at Paring Parkway at Joppa Road. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your batteries, your belts, hoses. Check your antifreeze. Get it all done today by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cold today and a high around 30 degrees. Starting tonight, a chance for scattered light snow showers through tomorrow. Won't amount to much. And a high tomorrow should be just about 30 degrees again on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 16 degrees right now in Bel Air. Essex has 18 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, once again, time to play Choose Your Fake News. We do have a contestant on the line already. Carl is in Dover, Delaware. Carl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And we have for you, of course, a couple of 100-year anniversary prizes from the WCBM Clown Closet, the prize closet, that is. We have three stories for you. You know how this works. I will give you the three stories. One of the three stories is fake news. Your job is to identify which of the three is fake news. Should you be successful, you'll have stuff coming your way through the U.S. Postal Service. All right, Carl, you ready?
Yes, sir.
You want to go first, second, or third, sir?
I'll go third.
You're going to go third, all right. Story number one. This is a bit bizarre out of Billings, Montana. A woman was attacked by her DoorDash driver. She happens to drive for Uber and Uber Eats. She was attacked over a tip. She recovered the tip. The DoorDash driver believed that he deserved the tip. And so a woman in the Billings Heights area recovering after her DoorDash driver attacked her. This took place this past Thursday night, a day that Star Mesa would never forget. Her oldest daughter was in labor, ready to deliver the family's first grandchild. Just a couple hours later, her biggest nightmare would unfold when she actually ordered something from DoorDash, not from Uber Eats. The DoorDash driver showed up and attacked her because she purportedly had stolen one of his tips previously. Really? Story number two. This out of Brazil. A teen has died after injecting himself with butterfly remains, possibly as part of an online challenge. A 14-year-old Brazilian boy died after injecting himself with butterfly remains, with police investigating if it was part of an online challenge, according to a report. Davi Nunez Moreira started to vomit and then developed a limp after making a dead butterfly in water and then injecting the liquid into his leg. The teen told his dad that he hurt himself while playing, but then confessed what really happened. when it continued growing sicker and was admitted to the hospital. The child died in the hospital after injecting himself with butterfly remains. He then turned into a chrysalis. No, that's not true. Finally, this. Out of Oklahoma City, this is from Channel 2 News out in Oklahoma City. Crash happened on the Will Rogers Turnpike in moderate to heavy snow in the last couple of days. Troopers say the two 18-wheelers bumped sides, you know, as they were passing. High winds out there, I guess, forced one into the other. So you had this crash of these two 18-wheelers. Both 18-wheelers rolled over. In one of the two was a load of bacon. In the other was a load of eggs. The crews afterwards got the bacon back into the 18-wheeler where it had come from. Other crews were examining the eggs individually to see if any of the eggs were worth saving at the price of eggs today. Hardly a surprising event. So those are your three stories. Story number one. Woman attacked by her DoorDash driver because she feels that he stole a tip. Story number two. A teen dies after injecting himself with butterfly remains in Brazil. And story number three, with eggs at that price, of course you're going to check. We'll start with Chuck.
I'll go with the two trucks over easy.
You're going to go with the two trucks over easy. Very clever, Chuck. Kristen.
Yeah, I don't even understand number one, so that means it's probably true. And the Brazil story is awful, but that could be true. I'm going to say number three, because if it had happened, we'd be hearing about it. They could attack Trump on another transportation accident, but also it was going to increase egg prices again. So that'd be a twofer. Yes. So I say three also.
You say three as well? You going to make it unanimous, Carl?
Yes, I think it's three because the eggs would have froze and nobody's going to sit there freezing on the side of the road checking eggs.
You've not bought eggs recently, Carl, have you? Your wife must
have.
Yes. Story number one, the woman attacked by her DoorDash driver over tip. She is recovering in Billings. Yes, that was a true story. It's amazing. They're pretty serious about their business. Story number two, again, nobody chose. The teen died after injecting himself with butterfly remains. Absolutely true. Apparently, the milkweed that some butterflies eat in order to sustain themselves, monarchs particularly, they eat milkweed as caterpillars. It has a poisonous toxin in their bodies. So if you inject yourself with them, you're injecting a poisonous toxin directly into your bloodstream. That's happened. Story number three is indeed fake news. Yes, the trucks did overturn, but nobody sat around counting the eggs one by one. Carl, if you could, please hold on, and we'll get information from you, and you have good stuff coming your way, both a mug and, of course, I think a T-shirt as well, celebrating WCBM's 100th anniversary. Hang on, bud. We'll get to you in just a couple of seconds. Right now, it's 7:50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We can add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations and thank you.
for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Panama Canal. It's crucially important that people understand that this is a serious matter and that no president since Reagan has ever brought it up. Neither of the Bushes. No Republican in the Senate or the House has ever brought it up. Donald Trump brought it up. Donald Trump wants to do something about it.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, by the way, that crash out in Oklahoma City. They expected it to get better sometime soon.
Chuck,
yeah, sorry.
They never really got too excited either.
No, they didn't. You know, both things
they
got
were scrambling for they, more information.
I know, they got scrambled. They really did. But there were people on the sidelines, you know, poaching some of the stuff that is spilled out of the trucks.
Yeah, okay.
Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Mama, come get me, Mama.
Please.
Get me out of here. The slowing on the ramp from 50 westbound onto I-97 was, in fact, related to that wreck reported near Aristide Island Boulevard. So a little bit slow there as you're coming over from Parole. Once you get onto I-97 north, the pace is good. It's slow southbound, but that's the normal delay on I-97 as you're coming through the ramp at Route 32. Traffic lights still reported out. That was a problem. Perring Parkway at Joppa Road. All the normal delays continue in and around the Beltway. Both the tunnels still backed up towards the area of the city-county lot. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cold today, a high around 30 degrees. A couple of scattered light snow showers through tomorrow, starting this evening. What about much? Tomorrow's high again, 30. Edgewater has 20 right now. And Glen Burnie has 20 as well. Things are beginning to warm up. Well, it's almost balmy outside at 20 degrees. 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. This, by the way, just an interesting story to pass along. If you find yourself in immediate danger, you can order a pizza, and the pizza may save your life. This is fascinating. A life-saving tip shared by an Instagram viewer or Instagram participant recently. Video uploaded by the user. Woman can be heard on the phone calling a 911 operator. But instead of telling the operator the specifics of her predicament, she pretended like she was ordering a pizza. Likely so she would be overheard calling the police. Once the operator figured out what was going on, she said, If your person is armed with a gun, ask for extra pepperoni. And she did. And she went through a list of other ingredients so that the woman who was being held hostage could actually save her own life. So just kind of put that in the back of the mind. In case that ever, God forbid, happens to you, you'll develop a sudden love for pepperoni. It's true. It's true. Marie is up in Forest Hill. Marie, good morning. How are you? Thanks for hanging on.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to say the woman who called in about why didn't the interviewer ask more questions. If the interviewer is too probing, then that person won't ever come back for another interview.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't. They can't do a lot of backup questions.
Well, unless there's a situation, and I think they do great work over Channel 45, where you have somebody who is a reporter who is actually going to report on things, and they show up at public events and ask questions of those individuals who have to give answers to the public. Now, all politicians will duck interviews if they feel they have only bad news to pass along, or they'll give a non-answer. But you know, trust me on this, Marie. If we had an honest set of reporters at all the TV stations in town, not just at Channel 45, we would have far more answers and far more probing questions with those answers coming after them than we have now. But bluntly, we don't. You know, sorry to say that, but we don't. Marie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Once again, here's Alina Haba. talking about the hubbub over Elon Musk.
Keeping up with something like this is something we expected, we're used to, and frankly, we should thank them for training us for the last 4 years in dealing with their lawfare. We are doing exactly what America mandated on November 5th, cleaning up waste, fraud, and protecting you, the American people, and our money, because we pay a lot of taxes.
Yeah, we do pay a lot of taxes, and our expectation is that the taxes will be spent for the things that we, have, as voters, have authorized.
We need that money to be spent wisely. So the fact that we're being stopped by people who are Elon Musk, Donald Trump, billionaires who know how to run businesses is insane to me. I would love for them to come in and help me make billions of dollars or save billions of dollars, and that is what they are doing for next to nothing for the American people.
That is. For next to nothing, they're going through this. Elon Musk is doing this because he's a patriot. He's doing this because otherwise he has the firm belief that if it's not done now, it may never get done. And if it doesn't get done, we will collapse as a society because we're spending ourselves into oblivion. I've characterized it for some time as we're in the process right now of borrowing money that we can't afford to pay back, and we will gladly pass along our debts to our grandchildren. It used to be passing it along to our children, but with the spending, you know, whatever one might call it, the spending urge that's been occurring in Washington, D.C. over the last handful of years, that will almost inevitably lead to us acquiring debts that will pass along to our grandchildren. And those debts will be so onerous that they cannot possibly afford to pay them back. At which point, the limited choices are either you declare bankruptcy, basically, or you say, all right, a dollar is now worth 20 cents. You revalue the value of the dollar so profoundly that, yeah, it still looks like a dollar, feels like a dollar, but does not spend like a dollar. You go to McDonald's and a hamburger will cost $23. It'll be the Weimar Republic of the 1930s all over again as people were taking wheelbarrows full of money to the store in order to buy a loaf of bread. That is what will happen to our currency over time. I know it sounds drastic, it sounds draconian, oh, that can't possibly happen. Unfortunately, it's in the process of happening. We just pretend we don't see it. Because if we can pretend we don't see it for long enough, then we'll pass along, you know. We'll be in heaven or elsewhere by the time everything hits the fan. But our children will be here, and our grandchildren will be here. So I've been making the argument for years, what we are doing, not only is it fiscally stupid, it is morally wrong to spend money that we can't pay back so that our grandkids are saddled with our debts.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump war on waste, fraud, and abuse in government arrives at the Defense Department.
Staffers with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency visited the Pentagon to get lists of the military's probationary employees. The military services each had until the end of business Tuesday to identify them. However, it's not clear all such personnel will be let go. Some might be exempted due to the critical nature of their work. Affected personnel would include civilian defense employees still new to their jobs, not uniformed military personnel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And if you don't think America could go bankrupt, Elon Musk says you might want to reconsider. Musk, assigned by President Trump to head the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, says bankruptcy is a very real threat if we don't rein in government spending.
The massive waste, fraud, and abuse that has been going on, which is leading to a $2 trillion a year deficit. That's what the president was handed on Jan 20th, a $2 trillion deficit. It's insane.
Musk and President Trump sat for an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity. Despite the growing sea of government red ink, there have actually been anti-DOGE demonstrations held around the country in recent weeks. The Senate has cleared the way for a confirmation vote on President Trump's nominee for FBI director. The vote on Kash Patel could come as soon as tomorrow. Meantime, another Trump cabinet nominee has won Senate approval. Voting 51 to 45, the Senate confirming Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. It's more than just cold outside. It's dangerously cold from the northern plains down into the heart of Texas. Extra care if you'll be outside. Parts of the east, specifically North Carolina and Virginia, bracing for a winter storm expected to dump a lot of snow as well as some ice. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 57 points. NASDAQ futures up 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you hear me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Five.
There's a new accident downtown at Charles Street and Fayette Street, and it looks like, according to the initial reports, the intersection may be blocked. So Charles Street, you would have to go over to Calvert Street, and Fayette Street, you would have to go down, pick up Lombard Street for the traffic westbound through the area. But that's right in the heart of downtown. Just happened in the last couple of minutes. Both the tunnels are still backed up. 895, not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost there. And 95 is sitting back almost to the city county line. 25 to 30 minute delays with the heavy traffic south into both the harbor tunnels. They're still working on the wreck, the investigation. Ritchie Highway northbound between Pasadena Road and the ramp at Route 10. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A storm in Louisiana this morning will make its way up the coast, and we may see a few snowflakes. Snowfall around here on the light side later tonight and tomorrow. Today, cloudy, cold day, 30 this afternoon. A few light snow showers tonight, less than an inch. Some of the heavier snow, southern Maryland and along the Chesapeake Bay. Tomorrow, more clouds, a few light snow showers, and temperatures near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend Rod Baroy and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, sports fans. Jack Hilden in for Gary Stein.
There is good news and bad news about the Towson lacrosse team today. They've lost three in a row, most recently at Navy, 14-10. They've also already lost to traditional powers Johns Hopkins and Syracuse. But the Tigers are still ranked for now, number 18 in one poll and number 16 in another. More than that, in the Navy game, Tiger midfielder Matt Constantinides became the program's all-time leader in faceoff victories with 584. He won 11 faceoffs against Navy alone on his way to breaking the record. Next up for the Tigers, St. Joseph's of Philadelphia this weekend. In a bizarre story, federal prosecutors have filed charges against seven men in a string of robberies against American professional athletes. The alleged criminals are all Chilean and were members of a South American theft ring. They ripped off some prominent athletes, including the Milwaukee Bucks' Bobby Portis and the Kansas City Chiefs' Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Other victims were from the Memphis Grizzlies and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The group is accused of stealing more than $2 million in valuables in all. Coming up at 8:35, a Japanese star rises. I'm Jack Gilden, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour three, good morning. 808 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is not in this morning. Be back tomorrow, back at full strength. Kind of a surprise to Kristen and I when we walked in and saw a handwritten note on our respective doors. Apparently, Sean's heat in this home went up overnight last night, so he's there doing the keep me warm dance, making sure that he's able to get through until the water keeps dripping in the faucets and so forth. Pipes don't explode. It's always so embarrassing when that kind of stuff happens. Coming up during the course of this hour, Senator John Kennedy takes on Washington and the Democrats as only Senator John Kennedy can. And Julian Epstein, remember that name? Julian Epstein, a big Democrat supporter of Barack Obama and prior to that of Bill Clinton. He has some interesting things to say. Interesting things to say, that is, about the Democrat Party today, and he feels you're walking into a trap, and he'll describe what that trap is. That's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kevin O'Leary, he's Mr. Wonderful. You see him on Shark Tank on a continuing basis. He runs a company or two very successfully, and he talked about Doge and the cuts that are going on. He was on a panel where they were saying, oh, wow, this is, you know, cutting too many people. This is going to be dangerous, blah, blah, blah. He has a very different point of view.
I think the issue is they're not whacking enough. There's this concept in private equity when you get a bankrupt company and you go in there, you cut 20% more than your initial read. And then you find, like a pool of mercury, the organization gels back together again. Always cut deeper, harder when there's fat and waste.
Yeah, always get deeper and harder, because there will be mistakes. Elon Musk has said this. Donald Trump has said this. Others in the administration have said this. There will be errors that occur in these cuts, either of individuals or programs that on second look actually are worth sustaining, that did not on first look look as if they were. And they will be corrected. But if you're going to be businesslike about this, then be businesslike about this. And that's the metric. If you look at an organization and it's fat, 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 you know, you do the things that you see happening in corporations all the time. You offer employees a buyout. You offer them early retirement. And if you don't have enough employees who decide to go on that basis, then the next step is to lay people off. And then if the layoffs aren't sufficient, then you say, well, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to cut people's salaries to one degree or another. And people who've actually worked in private industry for their careers understand this is the way things work. People now in public sector, and the average salary for a federal worker, guess what it is? It's more than $100,000 a year. That's the average salary. So their employees, sure, there are some employees making less than that, but that also would imply their employees making more than that. It was $106,000, if I recall correctly the number. The average salary. So you're not talking about a bunch of individuals who are working in the public sector who are willing to take massive pay cuts in order to be there. And this is from Doug. Most people in the real world don't get any severance pay when they're let go. Just hopefully they get unemployment. You know, if they're fired for cause, they probably will not get unemployment. But yeah, most people get severance of a very limited basis. In other words, here's 2 weeks. See ya. And that's it. Or if anything at all. Or there's somebody told, we're going to have security escort you to the door now. And it's time for you to leave. We'll put all your stuff into a box and you can swing by and pick it up tomorrow or we'll ship it to your home. O'Leary goes on. He says, now you take a look at the federal government now. If you're cutting the fat, this is like a big chicken roaster just dripping fat around as the spigot goes round and round.
All of these agencies are like big fat chickens dripping over barbecues of fat. This is the best barbecue I've ever seen, but I don't think it's happening fast enough. They're not cutting enough. Keep slashing, keep hacking while you have a 24-month mandate before the midterms. Cut, 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 cut. More. More cutting. Believe me, it's going to work out just great. Cut everything. Because if you don't see what they're doing and they can't show you that they're adding value, you whack.
Yeah, then whack. Absolutely whack. And whack. And whack again.
That's when I knew Jimmy was going to whack Maury.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. That's how fast it takes for a guy to get whacked.
No, Jimmy's a nut job. He talks to everybody.
Yeah, he's getting whacked.
I amuse you. Make you laugh.
I make you laugh. Yes, you do.
What am I, a clown?
We all are. Right?
You know, the sad part is, I grew up with a guy who was just like Joe Pesci.
Yeah, but Sean's been better since then.
Yeah,
8:13, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway Interloop coming up between 648 and Camp Meade Road. So looking at the camera back here at I-97, there's a backup there coming over from Ritchie Highway. And I'm sure the ramp from I-97 northbound to the Interloop is going to be backed up as well. So it's up there between 648 and Camp Meade Road. Unfortunately, there are no cameras there. The shot at the BW Parkway is not showing the wreck, but the impact is here on the northbound side. The wreck downtown, Charles Street at Fayette Street, road blockage there. That still continues to be a problem. The Beltway, yes, still mostly the normal delays. Parkville side, the Interloop at Green Spring, 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. Both the tunnels still backed up. We're in the area between a 20 and a 30-minute delay. Southbound 95 and 895, the construction zone. There, finally got a chance to go back up and look. They're working on I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Thank you, Chuck. Cloudy and cold today and a high around 30 degrees. It's been cold all morning long and nothing magically has happened. It continues to be awfully cold outside. Be aware of that. Your car may be a little cranky when it starts up this morning. Bel Air has 16 degrees. South of town, Ellicott City has 15 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. And now it's time for us to head to the circus. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, let's head to the circus and check out the clown car. Yes, because every single day we find somebody on the political left who's decided to beclown themselves. And boy, we got a goodie for you this time. Yesterday, you may be aware, there were protests. Federal workers in a couple of locations around the country all gathered together to say, we've been done wrong, and we need to be done right again. Here's one of those particularly articulate individuals and his complaints about the bad things that are happening to his good life.
He has brought about criminals, losers, liars, and cheats to dismantle and, frankly, insult our great government. Here, the American people are speaking out against his will. Because that's all this is. It's his personal will. And we're not going to submit to one man's will, because that's not how democracy works. That's not how America works. We work on the principles that liberty is given to each of us. And in the famous words of Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
There you go. Now, please raise your hand if you think that he actually is willing to give me liberty or give me death. My bet is he's not. So if it turns out that I'm mistaken, I will sadly come on the air and say, yes, he decided he didn't have enough liberty, so you know, he offed himself. I just don't think it's going to happen. It's nice rhetoric, sport, but I'm sorry. It's just not believable. Get out of here. This text in from Tim. He says, I work for a university in the state of Maryland system. In my 30 years, I've witnessed 4 rounds of layoffs when state funding gets cut. People come to work, get a call to go to HR, and they're told they no longer have a job. While they are at HR, getting the news, the lock on their office door is changed, and they're escorted out of the building. It happens just that quick. Hello, federal workers. Welcome to the real world. And that is exactly what happens. It happens that quick. Senator John Kennedy has taken note of some of the behavior of some on the political left. Are you aware of this story? It's a great story. Sheryl Crow has decided she gave up her Tesla because she thought that Elon Musk was a bad person or something. If I recall correctly, she donated it to PBS. Now, look, if rich liberals want to subsidize public broadcasting by giving up their cars and having them all sell, you know, cars for cash for kids or whatever it is, and instead of being, you know, cars for Miss Piggy and Sesame Street, then that's your choice. But Senator John Kennedy says, well, you know, Sheryl Crow, she has a perfect right to decide to do that. But let's get real.
Ms. Crow's entitled to her opinion. I think she means well, but if she ever had a clever thought, it died alone and afraid.
It's Senator John Kennedy. I love the guy. And then he talks about it in his life experience, in his personal experience, because we all, particularly in this state, we all know people, they are our friends, who are left of center. And either we find a way of politely talking with one another or we avoid the topic entirely. Kennedy says that, yeah, he has friends who are Democrats. They've never actually asked him for any advice on their political persuasions. But if they were to ask, he has an answer.
I've got a lot of friends who are Democrats, and they haven't asked me for advice. But if I did, I'd tell them, look, you just got to try harder not to suck.
That's a perfectly fair thing to observe. He says one of the problems Democrats have is we have an observable past with them. If you watch how they've governed in the last 4 years and how they govern all along, they're not particularly adept at what they do for a living.
The Democrats mismanaged Congress. They mismanaged COVID. They mismanaged the economy. They mismanaged inflation. They mismanaged the national debt. They mismanaged Afghanistan. More recently, in their opposition to President Trump and Mr. Musk, the Democrats have chosen to support the bureaucrats and the spending porn over the American taxpayer.
And you know what? The bureaucrats don't have nearly as many votes as the American public, and the American public is both aroused and angered by what's going on. And bluntly, for federal workers to expect a whole lot of sympathy for the rest of us who've been living in the real world for most of our lives, they're mistaken, I think, in how much sympathy they're going to get. It's never fun to see somebody you know or like be laid off or lose their job. But it happens in life, and people recover, and they move forward. That's the nature of life. You face something you face an adversity, you overcome the adversity, or you go around the adversity, or you change your direction entirely, and life goes on. That's what we do as human beings. You're born, you work hard, you die. And then, you know, some of us believe you go to heaven. Some don't believe you go to heaven. Some believe you go to Walmart instead. 821, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Up man awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening. Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Holy smokes. There's somebody on the TV screen. She's scary looking. She's a New York City councilwoman. You know the lady who does this, I talk to dead people thing on TV? You know, this is kind of what this gal looks like, but not as attractive. But she got the big hair down. She could be a hun if she wanted to. It's 823.
Sylvia Brown just said, I talk to people like that all the time. Sylvia, yeah. Why don't you smoke another pack of cigarettes?
What is her name, this girl on TV? What is her name? You know the one. Do you know the one I'm talking about? She does this. She's, you know, a Brooklyn housewife or something. And she,
oh, I know who you mean.
A little blonde person.
The Long Island medium.
So.
What's her name? Teresa Caputo.
Really? Very good. Even if that's not her name, congratulations on coming up with
it.
A name.
That's it. Sylvia Brown was the other one, but she went with the dead people. So,
oh, okay, she's talking with them person to person now, as it were.
She's got a straight line to him now.
823. Boy, it's just sure took a very dark turn there. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck,
I felt good right before I left. Yeah,
I know.
Jeez, her voice is deeper than mine, for God's sakes. 95 South. Ooh, this thing is backed up. For some reason this morning, these tunnels are really backed up. 95, looking at the camera here, Chesco Avenue. That's in Rosedale. The backup starts there. You get down to the split, and then you go, okay, 95 is backed up 4 or 5 miles going into Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is sitting at Moravia Road. Which one is the better? The problem is 95 at least has 4 lanes moving going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 only has 2. So have to kind of do the math, but it's a long delay. 30-minute delays plus for the traffic going into both the harbor tunnels. If you're downtown early, a wreck at Charles Street at Fayette. Beltway southwest side with a delay. The wreck on the inner loop before the BW Parkway delays back and also affecting the ramp from I-97 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, I'm seeing somebody with the letter D in their name. Do you know somebody with a letter? You, of course, yeah, that's right. That's the person. You know, wow, I can't love that show. Talk Radio and people. Oh, yeah, I know somebody with a letter D. She wants to read my
Gene
mind.
Dixon predicted the Golden Ring Mall was going to collapse one time. Remember that?
Yeah, has that happened yet?
No, well, they did now. They tore it down.
Yes, you see? You see?
See, she was right. I'm sure I missed it by 25 years.
Yeah, so. She's You know, she's her predictions are just dead on. She may have the timing wrong.
She didn't say tear down. She said it was going to collapse. Yes. Will it collapse?
Thanks, Chuck.
Okay, boy.
Baltimore, 19 degrees right now. Bel Air, 16 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Today's high only around 30 degrees. Bill is in Owings Mills. He's next up on Morning Drive. Good morning, Bill.
Greetings. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Here's what I wanted to say, and I don't want to dwell too much on overstating the obvious, but I guess the question, has it ever occurred to people, and especially our politicians, and especially what Elon Musk had said, that bankruptcy is a very real possibility? That hasn't occurred to them. These politicians spend money, our money, without lifting a finger to spend any of their own.
Well, they have a printing press.
The Santa Claus is over with.
Yeah, but they have a printing press. That's always been the attitude. If they run out of money, they just go and they print some more. They devalue the dollar, but there you go.
Keynesian economics, and what do we end? We end up more with a debt that you get to a point of no return. You can't pay it off. So, believe me, let me just say this. I feel bad just as anybody that loses their job. I've been there. I've done that. I don't like it. Nobody does. But like you said, you move on. And I also want to say that the governor, yesterday of this state was being very cagey and sneaky about his answers. He did the Texas two-step around it. I mean, I think he still doesn't get it. That on a national level, people are getting laid off. You don't think it can't happen here in Maryland? Think twice.
Yeah. The other thing is, and I do think that this is a possibility under this administration, I've been suggesting for quite some time that we're observing. I don't think that government departments have to be in Washington, D.C. So what's going to happen if all of a sudden the Department of Agriculture moves to Des Moines? I mean, the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel. You guys want to keep your job, you get to relocate.
Government is doing to us is just draining our wallets. That's it.
Yeah, and if those workers leave and go to Des Moines, or you take the Department of Labor and you move it up to Detroit, if they go into those kinds of different locations where it makes more logical sense to have them because they're closer to those people who are actually being impacted or should be impacted by that department, then what happens to the Democrats' overwhelming majority in this state? Because a lot of them are government workers. Those government workers will be given a choice. Either pack, because Des Moines is lovely this time of year, or go ahead and find yourself another gig someplace. So, I mean, that's going to be the choice. And look, it's okay. That's okay if that happens, that companies do relocate, and sometimes employees go with, and sometimes they choose to not go with. But it happens in real life, and it happens with the government as well, and I look forward to that occurring, the departments,
right.
Being where the people actually are impacted.
The point is that I think that these people have been on some kind of a smoking the funny weed, especially our politicians. They just, it stopped somewhere, and Elon Musk is right.
Yep. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Bill. If your roof is leaking, if you have damage from a storm, have leaks, lost shingles, gutters, downspouts, you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. They'll also work with your insurance company. Wallace Roofing in business now for over 92 years. Generational company here. They're your full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, skylights, residential, commercial roofs. They do not use subcontractors. It's all in-house. Getting a roof repaired or replaced is something that most of us dread. And when that happens, it's important to get not just the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price as well. Wallace Roofing, privately owned, 0% financing is available. 410-655-3700, Wallace Roofing, MHRC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump war on waste, fraud, and abuse in government has arrived at the Department of Defense, with investigators at the Pentagon now asking for personnel records as they look to cut the Defense Department's huge payroll. If you don't think America could go bankrupt, Elon Musk says you might want to reconsider. Musk, assigned by President Trump to head up the Department of Government Efficiency, says bankruptcy is a very real threat if we don't rein in excessive government spending. The Senate has cleared the way for a confirmation vote on President Trump's nominee for FBI director. The vote on Kash Patel could come as soon as tomorrow. Meanwhile, another Trump cabinet nominee has won approval, the Senate confirming Howard Lutnick to serve as Commerce Secretary. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 89 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
There's a new problem on the Capitol Beltway going into Montgomery County. A report of a broken-down vehicle outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. It just looked at the camera back at 95. It's really backed up through there and apparently broken down in at least one of the traveled lanes for the Beltway heading over towards Route 29. BW Parkway northbound slowing again from Powder Mill Road. An accident just cleared to the shoulder northbound at 197, but delays are back to Powder Mill Road. Beltway southwest side, locally the wreck on the inner loop before the BW Parkway that was crowding the right lane, still affecting the ramp at I-97, and I-97 northbound is going to be slow coming up from the ramp at 648. If you're downtown, some lanes are blocked to Charles Street at Fayette Street right at Charles Center. We still have delays and big backups coming south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A storm in Louisiana this morning will make its way up the coast, and we may see a few snowflakes. Snowfall around here on the light side later tonight and tomorrow. Today, cloudy, cold day, 30 this afternoon. A few light snow showers tonight, less than an inch. Some of the heavier snow, southern Maryland and along the Chesapeake Bay. Tomorrow, more clouds, a few light snow showers, and temperatures near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for the eminent Gary Stein. We begin this morning in the Florida sunshine, where the Orioles are intrigued by their 35-year-old rookie pitcher, Tamayuki Sugano. He may be untried in the American League, but in Japan, he's already a legend with the equivalent of two Cy Young Awards and three MVPs. He came all the way across the Pacific to report on Sunday. He threw on Monday, and he is undoubtedly a player to watch as the spring unfolds. Now we travel from the sunshine to the dank places where basketball is played. After a few years in the wilderness, the Maryland Terps are back and ranked number 20 in late February. As we speak, they are preparing to take on USC tomorrow night. March Madness is just around the corner, and the Terps are peaking, often with five players scoring in the double digits. From the sublime to the bizarre, federal prosecutors have filed charges against seven men in a string of robberies that targeted American professional athletes. The alleged criminals are all Chilean, and police say they are members of a South American theft ring. Some of the prominent athletes they ripped off include the Kansas City Chiefs' Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, and the Milwaukee Bucks' Bobby Portis. Other victims were from the Memphis Grizzlies and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The group is accused of stealing more than $2 million in valuables. Can you imagine former Orioles manager Earl Weaver, one of the most famous umpire haters in history, leaping out of the dugout to scream and rain spittle in the face of a robot? Well, this spring it may come to that for today's managers. That's because MLB will be testing a new automated balls and strikes system called ABS in about 60% of this year's spring training games. This electronic eye will allow teams to challenge ball and strike calls and that they feel the old-fashioned umpire might have blown. The program is still in development, and they won't be using it in this year's regular season. The time now is 8:36, and that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this morning. Be back tomorrow morning. Back at full strength. My thanks, as always, to Kristen Hankerich, executive producer of The Morning Drive, for getting us from 6 a.m. till this point with only minor hiccup or two that were my fault. And this is what happens when you're surprised when you walk in the door and find out your co-host is not going to be here. It's a little bit of a moment for all of us. Back to a couple more cuts from Senator John Kennedy. And then Julian Epstein. You've got to hear what this guy has to say. It's fascinating. Senator John Kennedy, he said if asked, he would give advice to his Democrat friends. They don't ask. And he said, but the real problem is the current structure of the Democrat Party.
The party is controlled right now by people who majored in online activism with a minor in puberty blockers. They think men can breastfeed. They're triggered by race. They cry if you use the wrong pronoun. And most fair-minded Americans look at this and they go, these people are about 10 exits past normal.
I love the way he phrases things. And he has a life lesson, which applies in politics just as it applies everywhere else in life. And that is, the way we phrase it is, if your opponent is digging himself into a hole, don't interrupt. Let him keep digging. He has a more colorful way of saying it.
I'm a Republican. It's good for my party. What I tell my colleagues is just, look, we just need to stay calm. We need to stay calm as a Hindu cow and just go about our work and get our bills passed and let the Democrats be the Democrats. And so far, it's working. You never interfere with your opponent when he's kicking his own ass. So that's what's going on.
So there you have it. Slightly more colorful way of saying it, Senator John Kennedy, talking about the Democrat Party today. And, you know, you can take this criticism as somebody on the political right saying, you know, we beat them bad in November, and now I get to make fun of them. But it's not that. What it is actually a pretty clear-eyed analysis analysis of what's going wrong in the Democrat Party. And so far, they have no idea whatsoever as to how to get out of it. Matter of fact, they're doubling down on some of the stupidity that led to the loss in November. By that, I mean, for example, you don't come out in favor of waste, fraud, and abuse and against the American citizenry and think your party is going to do real well in the next election. I mean, it's just a nonsense kind of position to take. Don't take it from me. Take it from Julian Epstein, a very prominent Democrat, worked, I think, in the Clinton administration, the Obama administration. This guy's been around for a while.
Democrats have the right to go into court. It doesn't mean it's a good fight. It doesn't mean it's a good fight. And what Democrats are doing is they're walking into a trap here. This Supreme Court has made it very clear its view that the president has the right to manage the executive branch under Article 2. And while the courts may clip President Trump a little bit on whether lower-level civil service employees have certain rights before they're terminated or whether earmarked funding can't be rescinded, for the most part, President Trump is going to win on these cases, particularly as they get up to the Supreme Court. And I think the lower courts were resisting the temporary restraining orders because they know the Supreme Court has that view.
Yeah, the Supreme Court has had that view over and over again under various presidents. The president is the head of the executive branch. As, in essence, the CEO of the executive branch, he has the ability to fire and to hire, with limitations, throughout the entire executive branch. Epstein says that the Democrats are being stupid. He's a Democrat. So the Democrats are being stupid on this because eventually it's not going to be, what was it, Jamie Raskin's out there, oh, we're winning, we have 12 restraining orders. What they have is TROs, temporary restraining orders, so a judge can take a further look at it. In most of these cases, what happens after the TRO is a judge is going to go back and say, okay, we've given it some thought, and no, you don't know he's standing here, or this is going to fall in favor of the president, or one of these cases will work its way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will issue an order indicating that all of these cases are nonsense. Epstein says the law favors Trump.
The legal result likely to come from this is that the president's hand will be further strengthened when it gets to the Supreme Court. As a political matter, this is like sheep hurtling off a cliff. Yeah. We are living in an age of deep, but by the Democrats, I'm saying, that yes. We are living in an age of deep skepticism of institutions.
Yeah, deep skepticism of institutions. And the Democrat Party has decided they're going to stand on the side of the institutions and in essence, against the American population. And when you do that, you're saying basically, I'll take all the votes from the institutions and all you guys in the public, screw you. That is not a good strategy for winning elections. So I hope they keep on doing it. More coming up from Julian Epstein in a minute. First, though, it's 8:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, the man who knows all, but only shares some of what he knows, Chuck Whitaker.
Just enough to tease you.
Just enough.
Just enough. The inner loop of the Beltway is improving a little bit now. The speeds are picking up. The wreck up near the BW Parkway cleared to the shoulder, so the backup is easing back here. Not gone, but easing at I-97. I-97 northbound coming up from Ferndale should get a little bit better as well. Probably take about 20 minutes or so for us to see that. The rest of the Beltway still slowing. Parkville side, inner loop at Green Spring, and the west side is still solid. 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. Both the tunnels just kind of plodding along again today. Very slow traffic. 895 starts around Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road. 95 is backed up going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Tail end of that backup is all the way back at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and cold today, a high around 30 degrees. Tonight, a chance of a scattered light snow shower or two should not amount to much. Tomorrow's high 30. Right now, Edgewater has 20 degrees. Bel Air has 16. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 845. This in from Mike and Pikesville, by the way, the traffic lights are out in the area of Old Court and Park Heights. So if you're in that area, thanks, Mike, for weighing in on that, letting us know what's going on there. But you might want to find yourself an alternative route. Again, that's the area of Old Court and Park Heights. More from Julian Epstein. Julian Epstein, a very prominent Democrat, he was on TV all over the place from 2012 on. And he worked, I believe, for the Obama administration and also, I think, with Bill Clinton. So he's been around for a while. And he said the Democrats, today's Democrats, Well, what he's talking about is the political left, the way left, who control the Democrat Party right now. And Epstein's the branch of the Democrat Party. The more moderate Democrats, the Bill Clinton Democrats, they don't. They're on the outs. And those progressives, quote, quote, like Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Pramila Jayapar, et cetera, those individuals are the voices that are dominating discussions inside the Democrat Party. And Epstein says what they're doing is they're defending very unpopular spending.
What Democrats are doing politically right now is they are defending the most unpopular type of spending, particularly when we have examples of things like transgender operas and monies going to groups aligned with Hamas. This is a fight politically that the Democrats can't win.
Yeah, it is. It's a fight politically the Democrats cannot win. They're coming out in favor of spending money on transgender operas in Uruguay using U.S. tax dollars. Has anybody done like a cultural examination? Are the Uruguayans really big on transgender opera? I mean, is this something that puts us in good stead with them? If we do a gay cabaret show in Riyadh, is this something that's going to endear us to our neighbors? And that's part of the problem, is the people inside USAID who've been approving this kind of crap are so woke that they're unaware that a lot of the stuff they've been propagating overseas is profoundly unpopular overseas. It doesn't enhance the image of the United States of America. It damages the image of the United States of America. And Epstein's analysis is, well, it's pretty simple to take a look at it. Today's Democrat Party is run by a bunch of loons.
The Democratic Party has been hijacked by the progressive left groups, and they are out of step with the American voters on just about every single issue by double digits. You just go back to DOGE for a second. Look at the Department of Education, $280 billion as our test scores plummet, $50 million from the EPA for things like environmental justice groups that are affiliated or aligned with Hamas. You go down the list on this thing, and the Democrats just won't win the debate.
No, they will not win the debate. And each day they decide to stand up and make more noise about how somehow their ox is being gored is another day when another group of individuals say, this is just a mile too far, a bridge too far. We can't go there. Look, we had an email earlier from somebody who works in the university system for the University of Maryland. This is an individual who has been basically in the public sector for his entire career. And he said that he's been through four rounds of layoffs. And how it happens is you get called into the HR office. While you're there, your office door is closed. The lock is changed. All your belongings will be shipped to you. HR says, today's your last day. Security, please escort Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so out of the building. And that's it. You're done. Federal workers have had an apparent immunity to this. Many of them are still saying, no, I should be able to work at home. I worked at home during COVID, so why can't I continue to work at home now? And they think somehow this puts them in a good bargaining position by saying, no, I'm going to work at home. Believe me, there are people out there. If you want to work at home, become an entrepreneur or find an organization that is comfortable with you working at home. If, however, you work for the government and the government's paying a lot of money for the real estate that they own and they say, you got to show up for work. You got to be here. It's like Jamie Dimon said to the staff at J.P. Morgan the other day. This stuff ends now. Using slightly more colorful language. But he said, this ends. It's done. You show up for work. I show up for work. You show up for work. You stay off your phone when you're talking with me. You can't multitask in front of the boss. It doesn't work that way. You can't have Zoom meetings. You walk across the hall. You talk to the person. You don't place a Zoom call to somebody who's 50 feet away from you. They want to return to normal operating procedure in the private sector, and Elon Musk and the Doge group that he runs, and of course the Doge committees in Congress, are saying at the same time, look, it's time for us to be practical about this. It's time for our government to become a little leaner, a little meaner. By that, we don't mean that you guys are going to be working 10 hours a day with no compensation. We mean simply that if you think that showing up for work, signing in and then going shopping online for 8 hours while you sit at your desk and then going home, if you think that's employment, your perception of reality is about to be changed. 8:50 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Kamala Harris popped her head up on Broadway. We'll give you her profound remarks coming up next.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Kinnett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized, and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also, there is the largesse of the government and making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
852, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, I found something interesting that got buried in the news completely. Remember the Elon Musk, while in the Oval Office, said that there were $50 million that went out to the door to fund condoms in Gaza, and he was called on it because that was wrong. Well, here's the rest of the story. There were $50 million that went out to fund condoms, but it went out to Ecuador instead of Gaza. Like, that makes a difference somehow. So that part of the story was somehow ignored completely. Same question. Why are we funding condoms in Ecuador? Or anywhere, for that matter, at the federal level? Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 853. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the southwest side of the Beltway still slow. The wreck was on the inner loop up around between 648 and the Parkway. And the last report about 30 minutes ago said it was on the shoulder. They're still looking at it. So the Beltway's still backed up. I-97 northbound is still backed up, coming up from 648 in Ferndale. So it's an extra 15, maybe 20 minutes right now, especially on I-97, because you have to come up and then get on to the Beltway, which is still slow heading up to the Parkway, but it is moving, so gradually I would think 9:30 or so that should take care of itself. Big wreck downtown. Fayette Street was affected between St. Paul Street and Charles Street. If you're coming through downtown, you're seeing that back up. You go down, pick up Lombard Street westbound. That's the detour route there. The rest of the Beltway, yep, still slow. Parkville side, Inner Loop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road, and of course the backups are still there, and they're going to be around a while as well, coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll talk tomorrow with you, buddy. Today, cloudy and cold, a high around 30 degrees. Starting tonight, a chance of a scattered light snow shower or two. Won't amount to much. Thursday's high 30. It will, though, allow Kim Klesick to be making more effective snow angels than the one she was making this morning with no snow. But at least you got the practice in. Bel Air 16 right now, and downtown Baltimore is 19. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Your temperatures out there.
I know. And I heard you say that earlier. I was listening to the show. I was like, that was clever. But yeah, it's still freezing outside.
She's hating on me in here, folks. She really is.
I am not.
You come in here with this look like, oh my God, he's going to say this.
That is not true. That is not true. But I did hear it, and I was like, oh gosh. Because, no, it is. It's ridiculous weather, and I cannot wait till next week where it gets a little warmer.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about the show today. We've got LaToya Cagolo. I should say Delegate LaToya Cagolo. She filled that vacant seat in Anne Arundel County, uh-huh. and she's now making noise about House Bill 161, which is, again, trying to take parental rights away from the parents.
Right.
And it's just ridiculous. Why does government think that they can parent and raise kids better than the actual parents themselves? I don't get it.
Unless there are signs of neglect or of physical violence toward the child, the government should probably stay the hell out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never worked in history,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Carroll County School Board, they have a tough job ahead of them. They're trying to figure out the budget, especially when it comes to dealing with Kerwin and all mm-hmm. the money that has to go into that. And I had the opportunity to run alongside school board member Kristen Zimmer and Dr. Greg Malvo. And so I have some audio from the school board meeting. And they feel just like I think every other person in the state. It's time to throw Kerwin to the trash. Mm-hmm. Like, enough is enough. You know, you've got all these people. There's other people on the left that are trying to dance around it and figure out how they can incorporate it in the budget. We can't afford it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this is a conversation. So anyways, we're going to talk about this. And then also, the big story of the day, Delegate Williams, she wants to see condoms available to kindergartners.
Oh, and those kidding. Elementary oh, come schools. On
oh,
now.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there's a bill on the floor. Delegate Fisher, he actually posted her phone number, her office number, because he wants people to call and just ask her, what will you achieve out of offering this to kindergartners? And they want to put them in vending machines. So, like, of course, kids are going to be curious, right? It's in a vending machine.
Yeah. They're basically balloons for their parties. Is what they're gonna do. Yeah. I'm sorry, but
I know. It's sick. It's sick. But we're going to talk about that because I don't understand why she would want to see something like this. But we'll discuss it.
Now, I need you to translate something for me because I know that you have modeled much of your professional career on on the path taken by Kamala Harris. She is the exemplar of what women can be in politics. And I know that you have studied the lessons that she has given with intensity. Do me a favor. She was in New York up on the Great White Way. And she went on stage to talk with the cast of a show that she had just seen. Alcohol may have been involved here.
Yeah.
But translate this for me, if you could.
When we think about like these moments where we see things that are being taken, but also let's see it as a, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. So where there's a vacancy, then let's fill it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And let's know that the reality is that the progress of our nation has always been about the expansion of rights, not the restriction of rights.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a U-turn right now. But we have to keep fighting for those rights to be maintained, which means we have to be vigilant. And it's just the nature of it.
So profound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have to keep fighting for those rights to be maintained.
Because we're going through a U-turn, and there was something about vacuuming.
Yeah.
It's so far above my head.
Yeah, I saw that clip, actually, and I said on the show, I said, I think she was under the influence, and I hope she gets help, because it did not look good.
No, she looked as if she'd enjoyed the show a whole lot more after her third martini.
Right, exactly. You she looked so disheveled. Yeah.
Yeah, and to be blunt, if you're in the public eye like that, you don't have the third martini and then go out and make public statements.
Right, right.
It's just a matter of prudence.
Yes, have 16 martinis at home.
Stay
That's
at home.
Do it. Yeah.
Stay at home. You know, really. I mean, we're being blunt here.
Yeah.
You're in the public eye far more than we are. I mean, people recognize you. People look at me and think I'm a street person, but they sure. they recognize you and they say, if you misbehave in public, if you're rude to somebody in public, anything that happens, they're going to call you on it, and it's going to be very difficult because they're going to go to social media.
Yeah.
Doesn't she understand that's going to happen to her?
I think she thinks she's untouchable.
Yeah,
that's
I think
the
so.
Problem.
Kim's coming up next on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk.